You're listening to The David Knight Show. Using free speech to free minds. It's The David Knight Show.
It's Thursday, December the 5th, 2019. I'm David Knight, your host. I think you're going to find our guest today very interesting. Before we get to that, I want to start with a story that's on Newsbusters today. A company shills. ABC turns its news department into a PR firm for Disney. And of course, you know, Disney owns ABC. But this is not the first time we've seen this. They talk about how, well, gee, you know, Good Morning America is just talking about everything that's happening at Disney World and one day at Disney and so forth. Almost feels like we're at a Disney attraction. They've been talking about this for 17 minutes. They've been talking about the launch of Disney Plus as well. So they hype the park. They hype the streaming channel. But just think about the fact that, as I've mentioned before, think about how ABC, what, 6 years ago, 7 years ago, was hyping Obamacare. I guess it was 6 years ago. I think it was 2013 after the election. They were there every day of the week, as I've said, in the White House, in the Obama White House, giving a one-sided view of how Obamacare was a panacea for all of our health issues. And the Republicans said, wait a minute, this is a, you've turned into a Democrat PR firm. Not Disney, but Democrat. And they had. They said, well, we'd like to have some equal time to respond to these claims that you're putting out. No, we're not going to give you any equal time. And we would like to, would like to purchase ads. No, we're not going to sell you any ads. And that, as I've pointed out many times, is what they're now doing with social media. We're not only going to not allow both sides of the political discussion, or in many cases, there's more than just two sides, but we're not going to allow that. And we're not going to allow President Trump to run ads on Google or, you know, on Twitter and so forth. We're just going to shut it down. You're not going to be able to speak freely. I mean, we're not even demanding equal time. We're just demanding that we have access to the digital public square. No, you're not going to get that. And you're not going to even be able to buy ads in the digital public square. Going to keep you out of there, too. And then they virtue signal about how wonderful they are for doing that. Kind of like CNN, isn't it? CNN, who talks about how, you know, oh, we got to get rid of InfoWars and Alex Jones. These are journalists who became censors. You know, Brian Stelter. Little Oliver Darcy, the passive-aggressive guy who, you know, did everything but weep a little tear there as Alex Jones confronted him about the fact the guy had made a little career out of trying to take InfoWars out of the public square. Now Devin Nunes is suing CNN for $435 million, alleging that they did a false hit piece. Yes, it was false, and yes, it was a hit piece. He sued, filed suit on Tuesday against CNN. This concerns a November 22nd story that reported that in December 2018, while serving as chairman of the House Intelligence Committee, he traveled to Vienna and met with Ukrainian former prosecutor General Viktor Shokin to discuss digging up dirt on Joe Biden. Nunes said, it's not true. I wasn't even there. As a matter of fact, he went on with Sean Hannity and showed that he wasn't in Vienna at the time. He was in a Benghazi meeting with a general and then at a Malta participating in a repatriation ceremony for a slain American soldiers. And he showed pictures. He said, CNN is eroding the fabric of America, proselytizing, sowing distrust and disharmony, and it must be held accountable. So Devin Nunes is suing them for $435 million. I hope he wins. I'm going to have today in the third hour, I'm going to have somebody that they hate worse than Devin Nunes. As a matter of fact, they may hate him worse than President Trump. A state representative out of Washington State, Matt Shea, and he's been attacked in the last year multiple times by the Rolling Stone. Guardian, out of the UK, has attacked him three times. The LA Times has attacked him. What are these people afraid of? This is a guy who is trying to reestablish liberty along the lines of the Christian principles that founded this country. That's what they're afraid of. He's going to be with us in the third hour. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
You want to break some globalist ribs. You want to crush some skulls politically. You want to drive ice picks through their eyeballs spiritually. There's nowhere you can spend money. There's nowhere you can place your bet in a fight where it's going to have more power per dollar. Your bang for your buck here gets you great products at great prices that literally fund the system where the spirit of resistance lives to drive it home to the enemy. And so it's very simple. If you don't want to be slaves and you want to see the fight taken to the enemy, which God wants to see, you see, we have to make the effort 110%. God will finish the move. And I know I need to stay in the fight, in the attack, attack, attack. I want to go after the globalists. And just believe me, ladies and gentlemen, that if you want somebody to commit to you and your family to fight for all of our futures together, you've got to guarantee you keep me in the game. I'm going to bust my ass with everything I got for us, for myself and my family, for your family, because we're in this together. InfoWarsStore.com.
In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
It's Thursday, December the 5th, year of our Lord, 2019. I'm David Knight, your host. Just talking at the top of the hour how Devin Nunes is suing CNN for $435 million. They lied about where he was. They lied about what he was doing. But other than that, I guess they got everything right. He is Devin Nunes, and they do hate him. But he's been on Sean Hannity to say, hey, look, when they said I was there, I was in Malta. I was also in a meeting, a Benghazi meeting and so forth, so he had pictures of where he was. But this is CNN that we're talking about, the people who campaigned so hard to get us purged from the public square, just like ABC is, and the rest of the mainstream media are focused on sometimes doing PR for their owner, Disney, but sometimes they do PR for their other owner, the Democrat Party. Because, of course, ABC News is pretty much headed by George Stephanopoulos, chief influencer there, I guess, the guy from the Clinton administration. Shutting down all that information about Jeffrey Epstein that you heard Amy Robach complaining about. Well, of course they shut it down. Does she not know who her boss is? You know, I had all this information about the Clintons and everything, and it's like George Stephanopoulos wouldn't let me report it. It's like, seriously? You really don't know who you work for? Maybe she doesn't, maybe she really didn't have any information. I don't know. But, to give you an idea of where else CNN is going, there was a 2017 article written by Dr. Joseph Mercola, and the title of it was, Study Says Vitamin D is More Effective Than the Flu Vaccine. That was shared on Facebook, this two-year-old article. About 500,000 people shared it on Facebook. So we got to shut this down. Who did they go to shut down information about vaccines, right? Well, same people you go to shut down information coming from InfoWars, because we talk about vaccines. We talk about the Second Amendment. We talk about the CIA's eternal wars. Yeah, that's right. Oceania is always at war, isn't it? We are Oceania. So they turned to the news network that you can always rely on to push censorship, especially in the social media, CNN. So, after it had been shared by 500,000 people by mid-afternoon, they were being threatened by Facebook for, quote, posting false claims, anybody who tried to share the story. And they were redirected to a website called Lead Stories, where you go there and it's got a big graphic that says, no science. And of course, the guy who's running that is a former CNN entertainment reporter. That's right. Infotainment. Yes, for the entertainment of the pharmaceutical industry. They love to see articles like that. And what he used was, in his article, instead of this declaration of no science, he actually tried to debate the science. And but the reality is, folks, that they don't want you to see what is healthy for you. They don't want you to know what is unhealthy for you. They don't want you to know what the government is doing. And as I said at the top of the hour, the person that they hate even more so than Devin Nunes is Matt Shea. Why are they coming after him? Well, you got people in the Washington area saying, we're not going to let them take our guns. And we're not going to let them do these other things to us. So maybe we ought to just start to govern ourselves. You know, it's the same spirit that we had with the American Revolution. The same spirit that we had that caused the founding of this country. People were tired of being told where they could worship, what they could say, how they could live their lives, what they could eat or drink. You know, Bloomberg thinks he's going to go straight to heaven because he has been telling people what they can eat and drink and smoke and whether they can have guns or not. He thinks that, of course, he doesn't believe in heaven. That's the problem. And I don't know that he even really believes in the things that he says are the reasons why he is prohibiting all this stuff. He just likes to exercise power. He's just an authoritarian. It's just the raw exercise of power. The guy who has so much hypocrisy that this guy, the 15th richest man in the world, says that one of his big issues is going to be income inequality. Yeah, that's the issue that got him running for president, quite frankly, having that much cash and not knowing what to do with it. And, because there's always just a little bit more cash that you can get, isn't it? That's what J.D. Rockefeller said. So we're going to be having Matt Shea on, a guy that's been attacked by the international press. Why are they concerned about a state rep in Washington? Because what he has to say is very powerful. He's reminding people of the foundations of this country. So he's being attacked by Rolling Stone. The Guardian has done multiple attacks on him. L.A. Times, The Hill, coming after a state rep. Coming after a state rep. As a matter of fact, when we come back, I want to talk about the other side of the country. I've got a public comment from a guy in Fairfax County, Virginia. And he got up and he wasn't even baiting the issues. He was just saying, we have to pull this back a little bit. This authoritarianism, this intolerance. You have to understand that people are taking this very seriously. And it's like, oh yeah, they understand. That's why they're coming after Matt Shea. You have to understand that they know that exactly what they're going to do. And they've got a time frame for when they're going to do it. They want to have this all finished by 2030. They want to have us in their open-air gulags, the smart cities defined by the UN. It's the expansion of the UN 21 agenda. They then expanded it to the UN 2030 agenda for sustainability. It always is sold in the name of sustaining the environment. And today, I'm going to tell you how they have now extended it. Yes, there is a new extension to this. I'm going to be getting into that. But when we look at the tactics that these people do, you know, coming after Matt Shea, he's being investigated. He's being investigated. No indictment again, right? Same type of stuff that they're doing to President Trump. They're doing to a single state rep. Going to investigate him. They took out $120,000 they appropriated by the state legislature. It's the Democrats in Congress that are setting up their little inquisitions everywhere, aren't they? Anybody that they dislike politically, they're setting up inquisitions. And this is part of the reason why Obama and Eric Holder and George Soros said we're going to target getting people elected as prosecutors and as state attorneys general throughout the country. They're weaponizing their political power to target political opponents, to prosecute and persecute them for what they believe. Not alleging a crime, not going through the constitutional process of saying, there's a crime and here is the indictment and now we do the investigation, right? No, no. Instead, what they do is bring me the man and I'll find the crime. These people are Marxist in every sense of the word. They're not just Marxist in the sense that they think that they're all the free stuff that they're putting out there is public goods, like AOC said. No, they're not just thieves. These are authoritarian political persecutors in the mold of Lenin and Stalin and Mao, who are coming out there to do purges. Republicans are angry concerning the Schiff release of phone records. Think about this. Adam Schiff, with his little committee, Same type of tactics that they're using against the state rep, these Democrats, whenever they get power. This is how they operate. He released a phone records of the president's personal attorneys, a journalist, a fellow lawmaker, National Security Council aide, and many others. And Byron York reports, this has sent a chill among Republicans concerning the reach of a powerful chairman who is determined to root out the communications of people with connections to Trump, especially Devin Nunes. Again, coming back to him. So publicly released on Tuesday were records of phone calls by the president's lawyers, Rudy Giuliani and Jay Sekulow, Devin Nunes, journalist John Solomon, Fox News host Sean Hannity, National Security Council aide, former Nunes staffer Kash Patel, lawyer Victoria Tenzing, and many others. This is the kind of intimidation and persecution that the Democrats at every level that they have power are engaged in. Absolutely amazing. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Money.
I don't have to tell you that America is in a war for its actual survival. And we're at war against a group that's trying to conquer our very spirit, our very essence, that's trying to break our will, trying to destroy our families, trying to literally poison us physically and psychically at a spiritual level. Well, InfoWars is fighting back, but it takes money to stand against the globalist onslaught and to be able to put the reporters on the ground and build the infrastructure to tell the truth in the face of their lies. That's why we're running giant Cyber Week specials, the biggest of the year, the biggest of our history. Don't do your shopping with the big globalist box stores that hate your guts and are financing gun control and all the rest of it. Don't do your shopping with the New World Order, Amazon. Do it with InfoWars Store. Get high-quality supplements. Get high-quality air filtration, water filtration, Patriot apparel, and so much more. And every order gets a whole bunch of free InfoWars bumper stickers to spread the word. Take action, folks. It's shocking but true. 2019 is almost a memory in the rear view mirror. And Cyber Week is here. The best deals of the year. Storewide free shipping, triple Patriot points for the first time ever, 50 to 70% off. Many of these products are loss leaders. We are only 330 days out from the 2020 election. It is an incredible time to be alive. It's an incredible time to still be on the air where almost everybody else has been shut down and censored. Yes, we were the first to be censored because we're such a threat to the globalists. But now, thanks to the infrastructure and your support, we're still on air. But bigger attacks are already happening. More are coming. So please spread the word about the broadcast and fund our operation while getting great products at the same time. True 360 win. Cyber Week is here. Get those Christmas presents for you and your family today at InfoWarsStore.com. The last few days I've been online looking for the speech. I actually read it in a book about Winston Churchill many years ago, and I've found a few places where it's mentioned, but if you can find it, please send it to showtips@infowars.com. And he talked about in the darkest hours at the beginning of World War II, the fact that there have been times in history where people had a chance to stand up and fight early on and were assured of victory. Then there was a second point in history where folks have to fight even though the chances of winning are pretty steep. There's a third time when you know you're going to lose, but you have to fight because being enslaved and being slowly killed is much, much worse. That's a paraphrase. But ladies and gentlemen, we are in the position now of being able to win this easily if we find our spirit, find our focus, and don't give up and take action. But if we don't stand up and get involved, we're going to skip number two and go right to number three. That's a fact. They fear InfoWars because we are alive. It's time for the world to awaken and take back our future. If you understand why the globalists, why the servants of Satan hate InfoWars, it's because we're awake, we're alive, we're passionate, and we're not giving up. That's why it's critical for those of us that are aware of the New World Order's plans to not get down when they attack us and they persecute us and they lie about us. That's what we should expect because we are hurting these scumbags. The globalists have literally sold their soul to the dark side, and they do what they do because they're slaves, because they are eternally driven to try to suppress and dominate and destroy the innocent. It is up to us who are awake, not the sheep and not the wolves, but the sheepdogs, to stand firm and resist these wicked tyrants. They fear the fact that we are awake. They fear the fact that we are alive. They fear the fact that we love God. And that's all we ever have to know, is that God is in charge.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. As I said in the third hour, we're going to have Matt Shea. And I just want to read to you a little bit of what the Rolling Stone reporter said back in October. Of course, these attacks have been going on against Matt Shea since April by the international media. And just to give you an idea of where the left is coming from, how and why they hate us. Now, they start out in this article, they say, well, he gets up and he's speaking to a mostly male crowd. That's the first thing they say about him, mostly male. So, therefore, they're obviously bad, right? They're holding yellow Don't Tread on Me flags. A handful carry AR-15s. They got camouflage vests loaded up with ammunition. Despite the only one being in a blazer, this state legislator is just Matt. Matt, who bows his head in prayer moments before stepping up to the mic. Our hope is not in man, our hope is in Jesus Christ. He says, I am on the ground, says the reporter, at the Liberty or Death rally, a protest of 100 or so people aiming to draw attention to a package of state gun control measures under consideration. Ones this crowd sees as a clear sign of government tyranny. And this same type of thing is happening in Virginia. I'm going to get to that. But this is being, I just want to read you a little taste of the perspective and the spin of this Rolling Stone article. It says, all around, people wear T-shirts and they fly flags bearing eagles, declaring that free men don't need permission to bear arms. The mood here is that there's a problem in America, a sickness, a disease, that only these people have opened their eyes wide enough to see. Shea tells the crowd he knows how the common theme of both Marxism and tyranny is, quote, always to disarm the people, unquote. Well, yes, Rolling Stones, that is a historical fact, and they're very proud of it. It was Chairman Mao who said power comes out of the barrel of a gun. Maybe they didn't teach you that at Rolling Stone magazine or whatever liberal arts school you went to. But that's historical fact. Power comes out of the barrel of a gun. And so who's going to have all the guns? Who's going to have all the power? The people who have all the guns. And it doesn't have to be a civil war, right? That's not the mere possession of guns by the citizenry is a check on tyranny. It's a check on war. It's a check on war from abroad, and it's a check on tyrants conducting war on their own people. Think of it as a policy of mutual assured destruction. And, of course, that is the way that Eric Swalwell thinks of it. When he wanted to build his campaign on gun confiscation, he said, we're taking all the guns. And then it went viral when Joe Biggs pushed back and said, you do that, you're going to start a nuclear war. Well, we got the weapons, and they're legit. Beto O'Rourke, same thing. These guys are openly talking about physical, literal warfare with the American people in order to take our guns. And yet, if you say, you shouldn't disarm us. We've had guns since before this country was founded, is how this country got founded. And we are not a threat to the government, just a threat to tyrants. Anyway, he says, as he's quoted, going on with this Rolling Stone article, this is what they quote, what they found threatening. He said, all right, I'm going to get a little fiery, said Matt Shea. He said, I'm tired of the media. I'm tired of those on the left saying God-given inalienable rights don't matter. A lot of people in the media, some people even here today, have come out publicly and tried to smear other people, okay? Tried to tell the media that certain individuals are not who they say they are. Try to smear them without any facts. And we are seeing this from the president to Devin Nunes in Congress and to a state representative. This is the MO, the mode of operation of the Democrat Party. Even Washington Governor Jay Inslee tweeted that Shea's words should disqualify him. Yeah, isn't that horrible, what I just read? This is a guy who has been there, they said, to further show you how evil Matt Shea is. They said, well, he was there with Clive and Bundy and his sons. And he's been with the head of Oath Keepers, an extremist group, says Rolling Stones, that believes the U.S. is collaborating with one world tyrannical conspiracy called the New World Order. A three-term Democrat in the state legislature said of Shea, it's a real statement of the Republican Party that someone with his extreme views has risen in the ranks of leadership. Well, the Republican Party has turned on him now. Republican leadership. Just like they turned on President Trump. Long before President Trump deemed the press the enemy of the people, Matt Shea was refusing to speak with the media and airing his concern over conspiracy theories with InfoWars' Alex Jones. And again, he's going to be with us in the third hour today. That's what they're concerned about. Don't you dare say that you have rights from God. There is no God, they said, right? And don't you dare worship as you please. Don't you dare hold your definition of what marriage is or your definition of life. We're free to do anything we want, including dismembering babies for money in this country. And don't you ever say otherwise, because if you do, you're hateful. And you got to be shut down, imprisoned, attacked, investigated. And so these people have opened up an investigation against him. They've spent $120,000 to get the state Senate to investigate him. What crime? Oh, the crime of saying that we have rights that come from God. That's what they're going to investigate him for. We've got a clip here, and I don't have enough time to run it, but I'm going to give you a little bit of a taste for this, so we'll split it up between the break here. Let's begin, because on the other side in Virginia, same thing is happening. The Democrats, newly consolidating all political power at the state level, have come up with a massive program of gun confiscation. And the people there are saying, this is a little bit too radical. I don't think that we need to change things. I don't think we need to take people's guns. And if you do, that is the line that we're not going to let you cross. And so in a public rally there that was sent to me, in Fairfax County, Virginia, this is a guy who he introduces himself as a veteran and a law enforcement officer. But then he says, but this has nothing to do with, I'm not speaking in any official capacity of either of those things. And this is what Ben Joseph Woods said to the Fairfax County, Virginia Council. Let's roll the tape.
I want to address to the board a little bit of a darker topic here that most people have been unwilling to talk about. Virginia is at a boiling point. It's not just gun laws, and it's not climate change, and it's not any one particular thing, but it is true that we are very, very polarized right now as a society. I think we can all agree on that, correct?
Yes.
The problem is that as we are polarized, we have two groups of people who fundamentally believe the same things about justice and about rights. And yet, both of those groups, they tend to conveniently forget their fundamental beliefs about people's rights when it suits them.
And that's right. We've got to go to a break, but we're going to play the rest of that for you. A very rational, level-headed presentation there from Ben Joseph Woods. And it shows how dangerously close we are to a civil war. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Twilight is here. The sun is setting on 2019, and we hurtle into the year 2020, only 330 days out from this incredibly historic election. And it's more important than ever to pray for President Trump and to pray for his provision and his protection. He's completely surrounded. And to pray for him to have discernment and to be bold and to take action and not listen to the advisors that tell him to hold back, and that if he goes after the deep state, that they'll remove him from office. They're trying to remove him regardless, because they know that God put him in office and that he's going to continue his work and he's going to continue exposing them and bringing them down. But that if he doesn't execute in that office that God's given him, that the globalists could win. Ladies and gentlemen, now is the time more than ever to pray for President Trump, and please pray for InfoWars, and please pray for all the children being targeted by the globalists. Thank you, and God bless you all. Cyber Week is here with the biggest sales of 2019. Amazing products that will change your life, guaranteed. Not only will the products make you healthier, happier, more focused, more energized, they will fund the InfoWars operation into the critical year of 2020. Ladies and gentlemen, a lot of people notice I've lost weight. I have more focus. There's more of a sparkle in my eye. And it's because I've been taking the 8-pack Power Stack in the morning and at night. I've been taking X2 and X3. I've been taking Brain Force Plus. Quite frankly, I can't take Turbo Force. It's just too powerful. I have been taking the fish oil and the krill oil when I go to sleep at night, and it's totally energized my life. I know our products work, but I'm like everybody else. I use them, then I forget about them. Ladies and gentlemen, these products are amazing. There's huge sales, triple Patriot points, free shipping, 50 70% off, InfoWarsStore.com. Cyber Week is here. Sometimes the right thing to do is the easy thing to do. It's the healthy thing to do. It's the thing that makes all of our lives better. And that's taking care of our individual health. And it's never been easier to do the right thing this Christmas season than to go to InfoWarsStore.com and get the highest quality supplements that are life-changing in what they will do for you and your family's body, your outlook on life, your focus, your health, your stamina, your libido. But then, of course, it also funds the InfoWar that is so incredibly critical. Where else can you spend your hard-earned money knowing that it's a true 360 win? Ladies and gentlemen, don't spend your money with the big box stores and the big, you know, globalist online merchants who literally are working against you and your family's future. Spend your money on high-quality products and have huge savings, and don't fight the big crowds and the traffic at InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com. Please make the right decision. My phone has been ringing off the hook. Dozens and dozens of people have called me. I've gotten all these text messages. The office phone's ringing off the hook. Emails are flooding in. And they're saying, can you believe it? 300 Trump ads that were going to run tens of millions of times were pulled by Google. And then it turns out it was done over the summer. Folks, I live this every day. I read the news like nobody else probably. And they have been hitting hundreds of congressional candidates and members of Congress. They've been going after governors, state reps. It's been a reign of terror. Last week, they wouldn't let Melania Trump images be sent out, saying it was hate speech. Ladies and gentlemen, this is beyond censorship. It's total information control. It has to all go through a filter, and that's what AI allows, is what I call information singularity. Not empowering information, but holding it all in like the One Ring of Mordor. Trump must act now or they will steal this election.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. It's your move. You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. I just want to illustrate how close we are to a civil war. We've had another candidate saying we should hang treasonous Democrats. You know, we just had the Republican opponent of Ilhan Omar purged permanently off of Twitter for saying the same thing, because there was the report that she's being investigated for contacts with a Muslim country, Qatar, and accusing her of working for them. And when her Republican candidate said that, she said, well, that's treason, and we hang traitors or something like that, and so they kicked her off of Twitter. We have a Florida Republican had an email that essentially went out and said the same thing, also talking about Ilhan Omar, He said, I didn't write that email. I wouldn't talk like that. But, yeah, I think she ought to be investigated for what she's doing. And then at the same time, we have Democrats investigating, of course, President Trump creating issues. I thoroughly disagree with Judge Napolitano, even with Jonathan Turley. I don't think that Jonathan Turley basically shut it down and said, look, you want to talk about a crime? Where is the crime? You know, you haven't found a crime. You've done all these investigations and haven't found a crime. But he also talks about how subservient we all should be to the judiciary. And I disagree with that. I disagree. You'll always be told that by the lawyers. And, of course, you know, we're told that by lawyers who are lecturing us on Twitter after Jonathan Turley talked. But I don't want to get down that rabbit hole. We'll talk about that in just a moment. We'll talk about impeachment. But just consider how this is being run. We've got Adam Schiff releasing phone records of reporters and his political opponents, publicly releasing those. It's just amazing where this is going. And it goes, like I said, from President Trump to Devin Nunes being attacked and slandered by CNN, and then having a Democrat committee releasing information about them and doing investigations into them when there's no crime. And the same thing is happening even to a state representative in Washington who we're going to have on the third hour. But understand that at the local level, people are very concerned about what Eric Swalwell and Beto O'Rourke have been bragging about. All these years, we would say, you know, this is a gradual path to gun confiscation. Hey, we're not interested in gun confiscation. I truly believe in the Second Amendment. We just have to have some common sense gun regulations. Well, now the Democrats have thrown common sense out the window, and they're talking confiscation. That's the basis of two Democrat candidates' campaign, was gun confiscation, outright gun confiscation, and doubling down in your face with more threats of the use of force to confiscate guns. And so people have gotten the message in Washington State. They've gotten the message in Virginia, where as soon as the Democrats got power, they came out with a long list of gun regulations, banning certain guns, all different kinds of qualifications, universal background checks, not having any grandfather clauses there, essentially ex post facto law. And so in a Fairfax County, Virginia meeting, a vet and a active law enforcement officer, I think he's actually still an officer with the National Guard as well. But anyway, he introduced himself for whatever that's worth to you. But he has a very, I would say, even-keeled presentation here, talking about how difficult this is becoming for somebody who's in law enforcement, and how the Democrats, in pushing this new aggressive posture of gun confiscation, are stoking fears of people on the right, and they may be creating a civil war. And that's, I think, exactly what they want to do. But here is Ben Joseph Woods. I'm back this up a little bit so we can get the full speech here. Talking to the Fairfax County, Virginia people, a very level-headed presentation of the dangers that are being created by these radicals in the Democrat Party. Let's roll the tape.
The problem is that as we are polarized, we have two groups of people who fundamentally believe the same things about justice and about rights, and yet both of those groups, they tend to conveniently forget their fundamental beliefs about people's rights when it suits them. And that happens on both sides. So the legislature, as several speakers have said before, have a number of gun bills that they have pre-filed and intend to vote on. These bills have been called reasonable by their advocates, and they've been called draconian or unconstitutional or any number of things by their opponents. I am not going to address the bills themselves. What I would like to address is the fact that at this point, so many people believe that these are unconstitutional or draconian that you have, as of last night, 30 counties in this state which have voted themselves either through resolutions or through actual county ordinances to be Second Amendment sanctuary counties. The only truth of our situation is that that is just scratching the surface of what is happening. I work plainclothes law enforcement. I walk around without a uniform. People don't see my badge. People don't see my gun. And I can tell you, people are angry. And I am frightened. To the point that I am looking at moving my wife and child, my child-to-be, March. My wife and child, I would be afraid if these bills pass. If the reason is because my fellow law enforcement officers, I've heard on more than one occasion, tell me that they would not enforce these bills regardless of whether they believe in them ideologically, because they believe that there are so many people angry in gun shops, gun shows, at bars. We have heard it now. People talking about tar and feathering politicians in a less than joking manner. People talking about over their concern with Senate Bill 16 and Senate Bill 64. That is a terrifying prospect, and I have never seen people willing to speak about something like that publicly. That said, as a law enforcement officer, I empathize with concerns people have over gun violence, and it has touched my family very closely, as my wife Jennifer is a graduate of Columbine High School. I will not go into her personal relationships with the people that she lost. But years and years later now, she still looks at that event with terror and at the same time finds herself being extraordinarily pro-gun. My wife is a scientist. She is an astrophysicist. She's much smarter than I am, but not smart enough to know she shouldn't have married me. She constantly reminds me that we must, as a society, let reason rule emotions when we are making laws and when we are enforcing law. Emotion should come into play when we are granting mercy, but not when we are trying to decide who we are going to crucify.
Ben, your red light has been on for some time. If you could just please sum up.
Yes, ma'am. The Attorney General was asked recently whether or not Second Amendment sanctuary statutes or resolutions were legal. And his response in his statement that he just released was that the legal precedent we would set by allowing communities to selectively ignore those laws at will is alarming and indicative of the same mindset that nearly 150 years ago led this country to dissolve into a civil war. I have corrected his statement to reflect where we truly are sitting today. What his statement should have said is that the legal precedent we would set by allowing the legislature to selectively ignore enumerated rights at will is the same mindset that 150 years ago led this country into a civil war.
Exactly right. And that's where we're headed. We'll be right back.
You want to break some globalist ribs. You want to crush some skulls politically. You want to drive ice picks through their eyeballs spiritually. There's nowhere you can spend money. There's nowhere you can place your bet in a fight where it's going to have more power per dollar. Your bang for your buck here gets you great products at great prices that literally fund the system where the spirit of resistance lives to drive it home to the enemy. And so it's very simple. If you don't want to be slaves and you want to see the fight taken to the enemy, which God wants to see, you see, we have to make the effort 110%. God will finish the move. And I know I need to stay in the fight, in the attack, attack, attack. I want to go after the globalists. And just believe me, ladies and gentlemen, that if you want somebody to commit to you and your family to fight for all of our futures together, you've got to guarantee you keep me in the game. I'm going to bust my ass with everything I got for us, for myself, my family, for your family, because we're in this together. InfoWarsStore.com. Cyber Week is here with the biggest sales of 2019. No sales in our history can even approach this. Triple Patriot points, store-wide free shipping, 50 to 70% off. And when you add auto ship to it on the order, a lot of these products
become loss leaders, meaning I'm losing money on them, but bringing in capital so I can fund ourselves into next year. It is critical for folks to take advantage of these sales. If you've ever been on the fence trying some of the products like the protein bars or Turbo Force and the fish oil, now is the time. We've got huge specials on DNA Force Plus, our flagship product, with a free bottle of Brain Force Plus with it. It's all available at InfoWarsStore.com during Cyber Week. Now, a lot of these sales will continue through Christmas, but some of them have to end because the products are selling out. InfoWarsStore.com funds the InfoWar. Thank you. The last few days I've been online looking for the speech. I actually read it in a book about Winston Churchill many years ago, and I've found a few places where it's mentioned, but if you can find it, please send it to showtips@infowars.com. And he talked about in the darkest hours at the beginning of World War II, the fact that there have been times in history where people had a chance to stand up and fight early on and were assured of victory. Then there was a second point in history where folks have to fight even though the chances of winning are pretty steep. There's a third time when you know you're going to lose, but you have to fight because being enslaved and being slowly killed is much, much worse. That's a paraphrase. But ladies and gentlemen, we are in the position now of being able to win this easily if we find our spirit, find our focus, and don't give up and take action. But if we don't stand up and get involved, we're going to skip number two and go right to number three. That's a fact. They fear InfoWars because we are alive. It's time for the world to awaken and take back our future. Driving into the operations center this morning, it just hit me like a ton of bricks. I need to reach directly out to the audience and just spell out the facts. When you spend your money at places like Dick's Sporting Goods, you're financing a group that gives huge amounts of money to gun control, disarming you and your family. And then when you go down the list and look at these companies like Walmart, did you know they're doing the same thing now? Did you know that almost every big box store, including Target, they're the worst, are actually funding the transgender movement targeting children? Do you know what Jeff Bezos and Amazon's up to? Ladies and gentlemen, it'll make your head spin. Why in the hell are we supporting these people? Why are you going to buy your Christmas presents for your family from these institutions that hate America and hate your guts? Do your shopping at InfoWarsStore.com and get great products. And then rest assured, you're funding the resistance. You're funding the voice of liberty in the face of tyranny. Please shop at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. We ran out of time as we went to the break. I want to go back to the way that Ben Jones, I think was his name, Ben Joseph Woods, the state legislator who triggered this, was 3 days ago. His name was Jones. He wrote a letter to the Virginia Attorney General and said, I want you to speak to two different things. Number one, all these different places that are saying we're going to be a sanctuary city or a sanctuary county for the Second Amendment. And you heard, as Ben Joseph Woods was speaking there in Fairfax County, Virginia, he said there's been 30 different communities that have done that. I've spoken on this in the past, and I said, well, you know, the problem is that these are just resolutions that we're seeing everywhere. There's no laws that have been passed, and that's exactly what the attorney general there in Virginia said. He said they are not binding. They appear to be nothing more than symbolic. But I'm telling you that the Democrats are whistling in the graveyard if they think that these resolutions are merely symbolic. These people are ready to fight if you're going to try to take our guns. That's not going to happen. That is the final line. And the Democrats continue to push this. As a matter of fact, Jones said, you know, we've got to push back against this idea, this legal precedent that we would set by allowing communities to selectively ignore those laws at will is alarming and indicative of the same mindset that nearly 150 years ago led this country to dissolve into a civil war. Have you ever heard a Democrat say that about the sanctuary cities, saying we're not going to enforce immigration law? As a matter of fact, we will oppose the federal government on that. Now, I'm all for people affirming their constitutional rights under the Ninth and Tenth Amendment. Every state and local official, as well as the federal officials, take an oath to the Constitution as a condition of office. And the condition makes it very clear that the power to defend this border, the borders of this country, have been delegated to the federal government. There is no excuse for these people to say they're not going to enforce those laws. Have the courage to just secede if that's what you want to do. Because you do still have that right. That is a human right to self-governance. But no, no, no. They'll never say anything about that. But if you merely say that you're going to not enforce gun control laws, that's just symbolic. It doesn't really have anything there. And then beyond that, the speaker in Fairfax County, Virginia, said, and here's what he had to say about red flag gun laws. And then he said, well, I'm going to correct that, and I'm going to tell you. And he went back and basically quoted this Rep. Jones, who was saying that, you know, people stand up for individual liberty and for self-governance. That's what gave us the Civil War. And he's absolutely right. Both of them are. And it's about to happen again. And we are at a fourth turning. I have said this so many times. These people understand that there is a cyclical nature to society. And we have a fourth turning about every 80 years. And they know that. And that's why they picked the time frame of 2030. They know that we're in the midst of it right now. They expect it to be finished by 2030. The last fourth turning we had was the Great Depression, World War II. Prior to that was the Civil War. Prior to that was the American Revolution. And Strauss and Howe, who wrote the book, went back looking at generational cycles. They went back 500 years in American and English history to show the trend. I think they're right. These other people who are governing you know that they're right. And that's why they're bringing things to a head here. Let's go back and finish up with the comments from Ben Joseph Watson. Understand the context here is you've got a local Ben Joseph Woods. You got a local legislator there, Jones, asking the Democrat Attorney General to speak on the idea of sanctuary cities for the Second Amendment and on the idea of red flag gun laws. So here is Ben Joseph Woods.
The Attorney General was asked recently whether or not Second Amendment sanctuary statutes or resolutions were legal. And his response in his statement that he just released was that the legal precedent we would set by allowing communities to selectively ignore those laws at will is alarming and indicative of the same mindset that nearly 150 years ago led this country to dissolve into a civil war. I have corrected his statement to reflect where we truly are sitting today. What his statement should have said is that the legal precedent we would set by allowing the legislature to selectively ignore enumerated rights at will is the same mindset that 150 years ago led this country into a civil war.
That's right.
He was absolutely right. Go ahead and cut that applause. He had a lot of applause. That goes up to time. He deserves it. He's absolutely right. And when you, if you want to start a revolution, and we've seen this twice in this country, you say we're going to terminate your God-given rights at will. And that's exactly what we're talking about. The red flag gun laws, the efforts by Democrats as soon as they seize government power to say that we're going to seize your guns, that will precipitate a revolution. Make no mistake about it, Democrats. This is not symbolic. And people are waking up to what's going on with this. That's why they are attacking in the way that they are. That's why they attacked InfoWars. Quite frankly, they talk about Matt Shea. They demonize him for being at the Bundy Ranch. I went to the Bundy Ranch because I understand what's behind this confiscation, not just of guns, but of land. These are people who had property rights, just like you've got property rights. And guess what? When I was there 6 years ago, let's say, no, it's 5 years ago, five and a half. I said, they're going to be coming for your suburban property as well. And that's already happening. In parts of Washington State, they're encroaching, taking people's suburban homes, saying, well, we need to have it for a new land preserve that we're going to have here. Same thing they did to the farmers. Same thing they did to the ranchers, to the loggers, the small loggers and miners who had been working their land, land that they had rights to. Many people who live in suburban homes and don't understand what's behind the grazing rights and the water rights and the logging rights and the mineral rights of miners. You can have all those rights on the same piece of land. And so that it's very easy for the mainstream media to demagogue that and say, look at this, these guys think that they own this land. No, you have grazing rights. You don't own all of that land, but you do own grazing rights. And it's just as tangible as the deed to your house. And if they can take their rights, they can take the deed to your house. And that's exactly what they plan to do. Force you into the city. And the 5G process that they have there, that is a technology that is the foundation for how they're going to surveil everything that you do in real time. They're working on this very hard. So folks, it's one of the reasons why they've shut down our free speech first. It's the first thing you do when you go to war with somebody. You shut down their communications. And the first casualty of war is always the truth. And they can't handle the truth. So they shut us down off of social media. But they have not shut us down because you've stood with us. And we really do appreciate that. And we have cut our prices yet again for our Cyber Week specials. The biggest Cyber Week sales we've ever had. Free shipping store-wide, up to 75% off. Triple Patriot points, you can get up to 15% off future orders. But we got some big discounts on some multi-packs here. Things that you can use to improve your health. We want to make this a win-win for all of us. So we have a AMPM 8-pack power stack, 75% off. We have a Change Your Life trifecta pack that has an X3 nascent iodine bottle, BrainForce Plus, and 8-pack power stack, $140 off. You can get free BrainForce Plus if you buy Survival Shield X2, nascent iodine, and X3 for 50% off. You can also get a free bottle of BrainForce if you get DNA Force, 50% off. We've got things like Ultra 12, vitamin B12, krill oil, 50% off. We have our Winter Sun vitamin D, 50% off. We just had CNN shut that information down that vitamin D is more effective at protecting you against the flu than a flu shot is. They don't even know what strain of flu you're going to be confronting. That's why you need to have a healthy immune system. And the way you do that is with natural, safe, and effective supplements. Not injecting foreign material into your bloodstream. You can get Winter Sun, our vitamin D, for 50% off. You can get Knockout for 50% off, all natural sleep aid. Take a look at the products that we have at InfoWarsStore.com. Our Cyber Week sale is underway. 75% off for some products. Most products 50% off or more. Free shipping, store-wide, triple Patriot points. InfoWarsStore.com. We'll be right back.
It's shocking but true. 2019 is almost a memory in the rear view mirror. And Cyber Week is here. The best deals of the year. Store-wide free shipping, triple Patriot points for the first time ever, 50 to 70% off. Many of these products are loss leaders. We are only 330 days out from the 2020 election. It is an incredible time to be alive. It's an incredible time to still be on the air when almost everybody else has been shut down and censored. Yes, we were the first to be censored because we're such a threat to the globalists, but now, thanks to the infrastructure and your support, we're still on air. But bigger attacks are already happening. More are coming. So please spread the word about the broadcast and fund our operation while getting great products at the same time. True 360 win. Cyber Week is here. Get those Christmas presents for you and your family today at InfoWarsStore.com. I don't have to tell you that America is in a war for its actual survival. And we're at war against a group that's trying to conquer our very spirit, our very essence, that's trying to break our will, trying to destroy our families, trying to literally poison us physically and psychically at a spiritual level. Well, InfoWars is fighting back, but it takes money to stand against the globalist onslaught and to be able to put the reporters on the ground and build the infrastructure to tell the truth in the face of their lies. That's why we're running giant Cyber Week specials, the biggest of the year, the biggest of our history. Don't do your shopping with the big globalist box stores that hate your guts and are financing gun control and all the rest of it. Don't do your shopping with the New World Order, Amazon. Do it with InfoWars Store. Get high-quality supplements, get high-quality air filtration, water filtration, Patriot apparel, and so much more. And every order gets a whole bunch of free InfoWars bumper stickers to spread the word. Take action, folks.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Oh, the weather outside is frightful, but the fire is so delightful. And since we've no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
This is The David Knight Show.
Yeah, the weather outside is frightful, and the fire is so delightful, and you could feel the heat yesterday from Matt Gaetz. That's one headline put it. He brought a blowtorch to the impeachment hearings and set a glorious bonfire. You know, because global warming isn't happening, and it's getting a little bit chilly for due process on Capitol Hill. Here's what Matt Gaetz had to say, video clip number 10.
So let's see if we can get into the facts. To all of the witnesses, if you have personal knowledge of a single material fact in the Schiff report, please raise your hand. And let the record reflect, no personal knowledge of a single fact. And you know what? That continues on the tradition that we saw from Adam Schiff, where Ambassador Taylor could not identify an impeachable offense. Mr. Kent never met with the president. Fiona Hill never heard the president reference anything regarding military aid. Mr. Hale was unaware of any nefarious activity with aid. Colonel Vindman even rejected the new Democrat talking point that bribery was invoked here. Ambassador Volker denied that there was a quid pro quo, and Mr. Morrison said there was nothing wrong on the call. The only direct evidence came from Gordon Sondland, who spoke to the President of the United States, and the President said, I want nothing. No quid pro quo.
Exactly right. That's why I said the very first day when this was released, both the complaint as well as the transcript of the phone call were released during the show. They handed it to me. I looked at it. And it's like, oh, here it is right here. I didn't actually witness this. It's like, so what's going on here? We got a complaint from somebody who wasn't there. This is a complaint based on water cooler gossip. Well, it's not that innocuous. This is more like something the CIA put together. I would not characterize it as water cooler. It's more like waterboard gossip. You know, we got the documents that are coming out now talking about, you know, the first guy who was tortured by the CIA. And they said, well, this is pretty amazing to see this stuff. Well, you know, that's why they locked up John Kiriakou. It's why the current director of the CIA, Gina Haspel, destroyed all the videos of that. And it's bad enough when you read the description and you see the hand-drawn pictures of what was done by our government. And yet we vilify people who talk about how we need to return to Christian principles. You know, if you have Christian principles running this country, you're not going to have the torture of people. You're not going to have our individual liberties taken away. Tolerance and liberty came out of our Christian principles. You're not going to have eternal war with other countries if you go back to our Christian foundations. And maybe that's why they hate it so much. What'd you think, huh? And then when we look at what's really behind this, yeah, there are no witnesses. Don't dignify this process by calling any of these people witnesses. As Matt Gaetz pointed out, and I pointed out from day one, I said, nobody has seen this. How do you call them witnesses? They're gossipers. They're slanderers. They're not witnesses. They're political operatives. For example, this Democrat representative, Debbie Mucarcel Powell, I don't know how to pronounce that. She wanted to keep her original name. Her husband's name is Powell, but she's a hyphenated Democrat. On the House Judiciary Committee, she is pushing for impeachment, of course, because it's a partisan issue. Her husband took $700,000 from a Ukrainian oligarch accused of ordering contract killings. Her husband, Robert Powell, the husband of this Democrat who is working with Adam Schiff, the Democrats are on this committee trying to impeach President Trump. Her husband, Robert Powell, reportedly paid huge sums of money from several Ukraine-based firms owned by military Ukrainian businessmen, quote-unquote. They put that in quotes, rightfully so, neon metal. Ihor Kolomoisky. According to a Miami Herald report from last year, public records show that Robert Powell spent much of the last 10 years as a general counsel for the companies owned at least in part by this gangster, this Ukrainian gangster, powerful oligarch involved in banking and mining and contract for hire, $700,000. That gets you a Democrat on the impeachment committee. We'll be right back.
My phone has been ringing off the hook. Dozens and dozens of people have called me. I've gotten all these text messages. The office phone's ringing off the hook. Emails are flooding in. And they're saying, can you believe it? 300 Trump ads that were going to run tens of millions of times were pulled by Google. And then it turns out it was done over the summer. Folks, I live this every day. I read the news like nobody else probably. And they have been hitting hundreds of congressional candidates and members of Congress. They've been going after governors, state reps. It's been a reign of terror. Last week, they wouldn't let Melania Trump images be sent out, saying it was hate speech. Ladies and gentlemen, this is beyond censorship. It's total information control. It has to all go through a filter, and that's what AI allows, is what I call information singularity. Not empowering information, but holding it all in like the One Ring of Mordor. Trump must act now or they will steal this election.
In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. Yeah, I was just talking about how the husband of one of the Democrats trying to impeach President Trump, Representative Powell, Democrat from Florida, she's on the House Judiciary Committee. Surprise, surprise, her husband, Robert Powell, took $700,000 from a Ukrainian, quote-unquote, businessman accused of ordering contract killings. And now she's involved in a contract impeachment, trying to politically assassinate President Trump. And it's not just President Trump. They're coming after Devin Nunes, and they're going all the way down to anybody who... they don't like, they use these same tactics. I'm going to be talking to Washington State Representative Matt Shea in the next hour because he's being attacked by big national, international media. Yeah, the globalists don't like Matt Shea. Why is that? Well, it's because he's allied with people who are going to stand up for their Second Amendment rights, just like the people in Virginia are. The Democrats keep whistling in the graveyard saying, this is just symbolic. They're really not going to do anything. We can really take their guns. And if we have to, we'll use force, like Eric Swalwell and Beto O'Rourke said. And now these newly elected Democrats in Virginia are pushing on with that agenda. And you got a guy there who is a plain clothes law enforcement officer. He said, I and my other officers are very concerned about this because this is going to turn into a civil war. And they're going to be the ones on the front line. And so he said, my wife is pregnant, a few months away from delivering the child. But he says, if they pass this kind of legislation, I'm leaving the state. He doesn't want to be the shock troops being sent out there to take people's rights away. And that's exactly what they're talking about. How does this get to this point? Well, you know, you have Democrats everywhere. If they can take away your due process, if they can take away the prohibitions about searching you without having a justification for it, if they can spy on you, create a surveillance state, then they think that they own you. And they can take anything that you've got, including your speech, including your ability to shoot, and take away your ability to move. Move, shoot, and communicate. It is an all-out civil war, and you better understand all the different tactics that they're coming at you. All of this is happening simultaneously. It's not a coincidence. It's a convergence. And so when we look at how this is happening right now at the highest level against the president, you think if they can't come after the president, if they can't come after a U.S. congressman, if they are going to come after a state representative, that they're not going to come after you. Technology allows them to extend this beyond the people who are visible and standing up and fighting back against this. You can't hide from this. Take a look at what's happening in China. We just showed you this week. The individual who was hauled in before the police, essentially put on a rack. I mean, they had him in a high chair designed for adults. His feet were constrained. His hands were handcuffed on a, you know, like a kind of a platter there, like they would have for a toddler. That's what made it look like a high chair. And even though his hands were constrained, they still had a bar running across his chest there as they put him through an inquisition about his comments on social media. He was not fond of some of the things that the police did. Do you not like the police, comrade? This is coming for all of us if we allow these people to continue on with this. And so they're doing it right now to the president. Here's another Democrat, one of the expert impeachment witnesses. She gave a $1,000 donation to Elizabeth Warren. And she had something very interesting to say in her comments yesterday. She attacked President Trump's son, Barron. Let's run her comments where she had we'll show you what she said, and then we'll show you her snarky apology. But let's run video clip number three first.
Kings could do no wrong because the king's word was law. And contrary to what President Trump has said, Article 2 does not give him the power to do anything he wants. And I'll just give you one example that shows you the difference between him and a king, which is the Constitution says there can be no titles of nobility. So while the president can name his son Baron, he can't make him a baron.
Oh, gee, well, that was clever. See, there's a problem when we look at this, and I'll talk about what Judge Napolitano has to say about it. You know, we have a separation of powers. And what you have right now is they're seeking to set up a hierarchical government. Actually, it's already been set up that way. They're seeking to reestablish the judiciary as the top level of a hierarchical government, and we don't have that under the Constitution. We have three co-equal branches. The president is not the servant of the Congress or Adam Schiff. The president is also not the servant of the Supreme Court. That's the issue that I had with what Jonathan Turley had to say, and the issue I have with what Andrew Napolitano had to say. He's not a king, but he is the executive, and as the executive branch has co-equal power to those other two. You don't have the Congress over everything. You don't have the Supreme Court over everything. The Supreme Court's not even elected, unfortunately. You know, unfortunately, they are the ones who truly are at the top. But anyway, after that snarky comment, Melania Trump came back and said, how dare you drag my son into this? Because it's all about a personal attack on the Trumps. And George Conway, Kellyanne Conway's husband, excoriated Melania Trump for that. He said, look at you. You're making an even bigger deal out of this. Shame on you. You're the one making a big deal out of this and dragging your son into it. That's the level of hatred and insanity that's come into this. George Conway is a personification of the Trump derangement syndrome. That guy right there. And I can understand. I mean, he's married to Kellyanne. The comments that she had to make about him were indicative of something that is deeply disturbing in that marriage, where she said, he gets his power from me. That's the only reason anybody listens to him is because of me. And it's like, ooh, I don't know. I don't know how that marriage is big enough to contain those two egos of Kellyanne and George. But George was jumping in on that. And then later on in the day, this snarky Pamela Karlan that you just heard, Stanford University professor, apologized, and here's what she had to say. Let's run video clip number nine.
Say one thing. I want to apologize for what I said earlier about the president's son. It was wrong of me to do that. I wish the president would apologize, obviously, for the things that he's done that's wrong, but I do regret having said that.
Thank you, Professor.
I can't ever say that you're wrong. You know, mistakes were made, but I'm going to continue to attack President Trump, and I'm going to be as snarky as possible, as Sarah Hedge points out. No apology from an angry partisan would be complete without a new attack done in the exact same breath. I want to apologize for what I said, but I wish the president would apologize. Why does he have to apologize? He hasn't done anything wrong. You haven't produced any witnesses that show that he did anything wrong. He is not subservient to you. Mark Meadows, congressman, said, what we got today? Three witnesses with long records of liberal bias. And again, that witness that you just heard right there, she gave $1,000 to Elizabeth Warren. Oh, nothing to see here, right? No partisan prejudice there, right? Three witnesses with long records of liberal bias, one of whom made a joke about a 13-year-old kid, and then disparaged conservatives who live in rural areas. Oh, yeah, they absolutely hate us, these people who are in L.A., California. And then one witness who opposes Trump still saying the record does not support impeachment. So you tell me, says Mark Meadows, what's going on now? The witness that he's referring to, who opposes Trump, but still doesn't see anything there for impeachment, is Jonathan Turley. And we don't have time to play his comments, but we'll do that when we come back. He said, no bribery, no obstruction. That's it. There's nothing. Where's the charge? Where's the crime? Even though you conducted this investigation and you're trying to dig everywhere, you haven't produced anything. And yet, they're still going to move forward with impeachment. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Andy in Florida. Thank you, Andy. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. I love you, man. We love you. Before I go ahead and talk about the topic at hand, I got to talk about one of your products. A little bit about me. I'm 245 pounds. I work about 10 to 13 hours a day at UPS. And make a long story short, I used to have a problem with Adderall. I do have ADHD, but, you know, I was taking Adderall for its energy boosting properties. You know, I kind of got a little out of hand. And, you know, I listen to you religiously in my truck every day. So I tried your TurboForce, and really, it's a cliche. This product changed my life, but TurboForce really changed my life. Needless to say, I no longer take Adderall, and I get by literally the 13 hours a day I work on a half of a packet of your TurboForce. And if you take a half a packet, that's literally a dollar a day, and you save so much money versus, you know, a Monster, which is, what, $4.99. And, I just had to call in and tell you guys how great TurboForce is. And if anybody's on the fence, they really have to try it.
We're really proud of TurboForce, so thank you, sir. Commit to buy a lot of your products at InfoWarsStore.com, then help us spread the word, and let's just get busy at InfoWarsStore.com. You want to break some globalist ribs. You want to crush some skulls politically. You want to drive ice picks through their eyeballs spiritually. There's nowhere you can spend money. There's nowhere you can place your bet in a fight where it's going to have more power per dollar. Your bang for your buck here gets you great products at great prices that literally fund the system where the spirit of resistance lives to drive it home to the enemy. And so it's very simple. If you don't want to be slaves and you want to see the fight taken to the enemy, which God wants to see, you see, we have to make the effort 110%. God will finish the move. And I know I need to stay in the fight, in the attack, attack, attack. I want to go after the globalists. And just believe me, ladies and gentlemen, that if you want somebody to commit to you and your family to fight for all of our futures together, you've got to guarantee you keep me in the game. I'm going to bust my ass with everything I got for us, for myself and my family, for your family, because we're in this together. InfoWarsStore.com. Twilight is here. The sun is setting on 2019, and we hurtle into the year 2020, only 330 days out from this incredibly historic election. And it's more important than ever to pray for President Trump and to pray for his provision and his protection. He's completely surrounded. And to pray for him to have discernment and to be bold and to take action and not listen to the advisors that tell him to hold back, and that if he goes after the deep state, that they'll remove him from office. They're trying to remove him regardless, because they know that God put him in office and that he's going to continue his work, and he's going to continue exposing them and bringing them down. But that if he doesn't execute in that office that God's given him, that the globalists could win. Ladies and gentlemen, now is the time more than ever to pray for President Trump, and please pray for InfoWars, and please pray for all the children being targeted by the globalists. Thank you, and God bless you all.
Cyber Week is here with the biggest sales of 2019. Amazing products that will change your life, guaranteed. Not only will the products make you healthier, happier, more focused, more energized, they will fund the InfoWars operation into the critical year of 2020. Ladies and gentlemen, a lot of people notice I've lost weight. I have more focus. There's more of a sparkle in my eye. And it's because I've been taking the 8-pack power stack in the morning and at night. I've been taking X2 and X3. I've been taking Brain Force Plus. Quite frankly, I can't take Turbo Force. It's just too powerful. I have been taking the fish oil and the krill oil when I go to sleep at night, and it's totally energized my life. I know our products work, but I'm like everybody else. I use them, then I forget about them. Ladies and gentlemen, these products are amazing. There's huge sales, triple Patriot points, free shipping, 50-70% off, InfoWarsStore.com. Cyber Week is here.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
We had Jonathan Turley on the stand yesterday. I'll tell you, Twitter was erupting with comments about Jonathan Turley, pro and con. I want you to hear what he had to say about obstruction and abuse of power. And one of the people's comments that I saw was some law lawyer. I think she had a law firm. She had worked for the government at some point. And so she's chiming in on it, lecturing Turley. And I couldn't help but just say, she said, well, judges will instruct the jury, blah, blah, blah. And I said, you know, whenever I hear somebody say, well, judges will instruct, my mind immediately goes to jury nullification. And I said, well, typically when judges instruct the juries, they're typically lying to them. Because the fundamental lie that every judge will tell you if you're on a jury is you're not here to judge the law. You're here to judge the facts of the case. No, you are there to judge the law. That's the most important thing about a jury, is to judge the law, whether or not the law is just or not. And it was juries judging unjust laws, like the ones that locked up William Penn because he practiced his freedom of religion, or juries that said, we don't think we want to send people to jail for drinking alcohol during Prohibition. I mean, they were clearly were laws, and they said, I think that law is wrong. I think the punishment is too draconian. You know, we have prohibitions against excessive punishment. If you think the punishment that people are going to get for violating the law, even if you agree with the law, if you think the punishment is excessive, don't convict. Don't tell them that you're exercising jury nullification, because they'll just throw you off and they'll get another juror. But don't do it. Don't listen to that judge. Know what your rights are. If you had a lawyer tell you that the 13th Amendment didn't apply to you, that you're still a slave on a plantation, would you listen to them? You can read this stuff yourself. And so she immediately blocked me. And I said, well, you can always get these lawyers and judges to block you if you talk about jury nullification, and they'll block you if you tell them why you're doing that. But you can find some excuse not to convict somebody if you disagree with the law, if you disagree with the kind of punishment that's going to be meted out for that. So let's go to what Jonathan Turley had to say. They got people so upset on the left. Video clip number 12.
I can't emphasize this enough, and I'll say it just one more time. If you impeach a president, if you make a high crime and misdemeanor out of going to the courts, it is an abuse of power. It's your abuse of power. You're doing precisely what you're criticizing the president for doing. We have a third branch that deals with conflicts of the other two branches. And what comes out of there and what you do with it is the very definition of legitimacy.
That's right. And one of the comments that I responded to on Twitter, if you want to find me on Twitter, I'm still there, by the way. Surprise, surprise. Libertarian is where you can find me on Twitter. I'm also set up a website, libertarian.com, where you can find archives of my reports. But and daily shows, but Libertarian is where you can find me on Twitter. And one of the people had said, well, here's Jonathan Turley back in the 90s. You had a lot of people putting that. You've probably seen that if you're on Twitter. A lot of people putting that clip of him talking about Clinton and saying, you know, that he should be impeached. Well, you know, he should have been impeached because as a lawyer and as a president, he committed perjury. He wasn't impeached, as that one person said. Here he is back in the 1990s saying that President Clinton should be impeached for oral sex. I said, he wasn't impeached for that. He wasn't even impeached for violent sexual assault or rape. No, Ken Starr gave him a pass on all that stuff, but Ken Starr couldn't give him a pass on perjury because, you know, they found the dress and so forth. You know, that was hard evidence. He couldn't spend that, so he had to do something. But, you know, Ken Starr tried to make up for it. He defended his Bill Clinton's pal later on, Jeffrey Epstein. Yeah, that's right. Ken Starr was a lawyer defending Jeffrey Epstein along with Alan Dershowitz. And then when he became president of a nominally Christian college, Baylor, when the football team was accused of rape, Ken Starr defended them. And then they kicked him out, finally. But now he's a Fox News commentator, of course, just like Judge Napolitano, who has a big issue with what Jonathan Turley had to say. Judge Napolitano and another commentator, Andy McCarthy, took exception to what Turley had to say. Napolitano said, where I disagree with my dear friend, I've worked with him, testified along with him, Jonathan Turley, on the significance of the obstruction of justice. He said he's forgetting that the House is the sole power of impeachment. It doesn't have to go to a court for approval. It doesn't need to get a subpoena enforced. When the president receives a subpoena, Mick Mulvaney, Mike Pompeo receive a subpoena, they just throw it in a drawer. They don't respond. And so I looked at that and I thought, yeah, we have co-equal branches. So what? You know, when you look at this, and then McCarthy jumped in and said, I happen to agree with the judge. I do not think to the extent that Jonathan Turley is taking the position that you either have to or you should go to the court if you're Congress to enforce your subpoenas. I think it's simply wrong. So Jonathan Turley, I disagreed with him because he said, well, you know, if the judges say so, if the courts say so, you got to bow down to them because, you know, they're above everybody. And when I heard that, nearly spit out my coffee because, although I typically agree with Jonathan Turley on many of the issues, he's still a lawyer, and lawyers will tell you that they rule you, and you need to not pay attention when they say that. And you need to nullify that if you're on a jury or just file that away for their particular tricks where they try to establish their dominance over everybody else. But then you got Judge Napolitano saying, no, the Congress can do that. And I say you have co-equal branches. And I say that if Napolitano has a problem with that, he says, well, you know, they send a subpoena to these people in the executive branch, and they think that they're a co-equal branch, and they just throw it in the drawer. And so I'm assuming that Judge Napolitano would impeach Andrew Jackson. He said, well, the Supreme Court's made their ruling. Let's see them enforce it. I don't really care. Or Thomas Jefferson, who had a big issue with Marbury versus Madison. And really, that issue was not just judicial review, but as Jefferson said, the real question here is whether the judges are invested with exclusive authority to decide on the constitutionality of a law that has heretofore been the subject of consideration. Certainly, there's not a word in the Constitution which gives them that kind of power, or that gives to them more power than to the executive or to the legislative branches. That was his reaction to Marbury versus Madison, where the lawyers just said, we'll be the ones to decide everything. Yeah. He says, yeah, there's nothing in the Constitution that puts you on top of a hierarchical order. You have no more power than the executive branch or the legislative branch. And then he goes on to say, but the Chief Justice says there must be an ultimate arbiter somewhere, right? Who's going to decide? You know, well, Napolitano and McCarthy would say, well, that's going to be the Congress. That's what they're saying now because they want Trump impeached. And Turley will say, well, no, it's got to be the courts. But that's not what Thomas Jefferson said. He said, an ultimate arbiter? No, that's for the people to decide. See, we have elections for things like that. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
My phone has been ringing off the hook. Dozens and dozens of people have called me. I've gotten all these text messages. The office phone's ringing off the hook. Emails are flooding in. They're saying, can you believe it? 300 Trump ads that were going to run tens of millions of times were pulled by Google. And then it turns out it was done over the summer. Folks, I live this every day. I read the news like nobody else probably. And they have been hitting hundreds of congressional candidates and members of Congress. They've been going after governors, state reps. It's been a reign of terror. Last week, they wouldn't let Melania Trump images be sent out saying it was hate speech. Ladies and gentlemen, this is beyond censorship. It's total information control. It has to all go through a filter, and that's what AI allows, is what I call information singularity. Not empowering information, but holding it all in like the One Ring of Mordor. Trump must act now or they will steal this election. Driving into the operations center this morning, it just hit me like a ton of bricks. I need to reach directly out of the audience and just spell out the facts. When you spend your money at places like Dick's Sporting Goods, you're financing a group that gives huge amounts of money to gun control, disarming you and your family. And then when you go down the list and look at these companies like Walmart, did you know they're doing the same thing now? Did you know that almost every big box store, including Target, they're the worst, are actually funding the transgender movement targeting children? Do you know what Jeff Bezos and Amazon's up to? Ladies and gentlemen, it'll make your head spin. Why in the hell are we supporting these people? Why are you going to buy your Christmas presents for your family from these institutions that hate America and hate your guts? Do your shopping at InfoWarsStore.com and get great products. And then rest assured, you're funding the resistance. You're funding the voice of liberty in the face of tyranny. Please shop at InfoWarsStore.com.
You want to break some globalist ribs. You want to crush some skulls politically. You want to drive ice picks through their eyeballs spiritually. There's nowhere you can spend money. There's nowhere you can place your bet in a fight where it's going to have more power per dollar. Your bang for your buck here gets you great products at great prices that literally fund the system where the spirit of resistance lives to drive it home to the enemy. And so it's very simple. If you don't want to be slaves and you want to see the fight taken to the enemy, which God wants to see, you see, we have to make the effort 110%. God will finish the move. And I know I need to stay in the fight, in the attack, attack, attack. I want to go after the globalists. And just believe me, ladies and gentlemen, that if you want somebody to commit to you and your family to fight for all of our futures together, you've got to guarantee you keep me in the game. I'm going to bust my ass with everything I got for us, for myself and my family, and for your family, because we're in this together. InfoWarsStore.com.
If you understand why the globalists, why the servants of Satan hate InfoWars, it's because we're awake, we're alive, we're passionate, and we're not giving up. That's why it's critical for those of us that are aware of the New World Order's plans to not get down when they attack us and they persecute us and they lie about us. That's what we should expect because we are hurting these scumbags. The globalists have literally sold their soul to the dark side, and they do what they do because they're slaves, because they are eternally driven to try to suppress and dominate and destroy the innocent. It is up to us who are awake, not the sheep and not the wolves, but the sheepdogs, to stand firm and resist these wicked tyrants. They fear the fact that we are awake. They fear the fact that we are alive. They fear the fact that we love God. And that's all we ever have to know, is that God is in charge.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Making sense common again. You're listening to The David Knight Show.
All right, let's talk a little bit about health and unintended consequences here. We've got birth control pills may be shrinking a vital brain region in women, finds a study. Well, this is something that big pharmaceutical companies don't want you to find out about. Perhaps they'll have to appeal to the government to get immunity from lawsuits. if this goes further, like they had to with vaccines. Why would they have to get immunity from lawsuits if there's no adverse effects for vaccines? Ask yourself that question. And then ask yourself why there have been several billion dollars worth of damages paid out by a court that you typically don't hear talked about. Why did they pay those damages out and cover that up? Well, because they want you to think the vaccines are perfectly safe. They want you to think that birth control pills are perfectly safe. They want you to think that there's no problem with any of the drugs that they sell, right? According to the study, women who take birth control pills have significantly smaller hypothalamus volume. The hypothalamus is among the most important areas of the brain, reports study finds. You'll see this on the Drudge Report. It has a hand in nearly everything one does on a day-to-day basis, from appetite to sex drive to overall mood to body temperature to sleep patterns and to heart rate. It's located at the base of the brain above the pituitary gland. The hypothalamus also produces essential hormones, and so that's the key right there. See, the pills are messing with your hormones and messing with the source of your hormones that way as well. They said there is a lack of research on the effects of oral contraceptives on the brain. Oh, of course, because they don't want you to have any concern about it. It's why they haven't done any official research studies showing how harmful 5G is, and it's also why they would not do any research studies showing how effective medical marijuana was on certain items. You know, it depends on what they want to sell you, right? You don't want to, except that we've already had some studies that have been done by naval research scientists on the effects of radiation on your body, on your mind, and we know something about those effects. Now, for the most part, they don't want people to have they don't want to fund a formal study of anything that would show that something that they don't want you to have is effective or something that they demand that you get is harmful. That's why they're shutting that down for 5G. And then we ought to also be very concerned about the kind of articles that we saw 2 weeks ago, genetically engineered babies within 2 years as scientists make breakthroughs. Oh, really? They've got it all figured out now? Do they? Genetically engineered designer babies, reported the Daily Star in the UK. Very soon, less than 2 years away, it will be morally justified, says the scientist. 2 years away. Why? Because by then they will have had all the bugs ironed out, right? Kevin Smith from Abertay University in Dundee, Scotland, found the risks of gene editing are now low enough to warrant its use with human embryos. You believe that? You believe that they legitimately know what the risks are, just like they know what the risks are with fluoride or vaccines or 5G or birth control pills? You know, they go through these long studies after the drug is approved by the FDA. They frequently recall it because the studies don't even turn up all of the negative side effects. We are now starting to see them talk about the negative side effects with human beings, even though the people who use DNA modification, genetically modifying cattle, for example, have been talking about this for a couple of years. We just saw in the discussions about this Chinese scientist that broke this last week, the Guardian's article, quoting Fyodor Yurnov, a genome editing scientist at the University of California, Berkeley, told the MIT Technology Review, quote, the claim that they have reproduced the prevalent CCR5 variant, that's the variant that would convey immunity to HIV, and that's what that Chinese doctor claimed that he had done to embryos. He says, I've genetically modified them so that they won't be able to contract HIV. You know, they found that certain individuals who had immunity to HIV, they thought that it was this particular gene, so he basically spliced that in. But he said they claim that they reproduced the prevalent variant, and that's a blatant misrepresentation of the actual data, and it can only be described by one term, a deliberate falsehood. Not the first time we've seen this when they sell us medical research or drugs, is it? He said the study shows that the research team instead failed to reproduce the prevalent variant, CCR5. He said they did not replicate the Delta 32 variation required. Instead, they created novel edits whose effects are not clear. Now think about that. First of all, they don't know precisely what they're supposed to edit. You still have scientists who look at the DNA, human genome, and they say, well, we got a lot of junk DNA in there. They say that. I'm telling you because they don't know what it is. It's like looking at computer code and say, yeah, they got a lot of junk stuff in there. I'm not exactly sure, but I think this is what this code here says. Isn't it amazing that these people can look at something that is so incredibly complex, and the DNA is an incredibly complex code? What it tells them is that there is intelligence behind it. These people who spend so much money in the search for extraterrestrial intelligence refuse to acknowledge the intelligence that designed DNA. Crick and Watson, when they discovered it, I said, well, it must have come from alien life because it's obviously designed. Yeah, the fool will study how it works and never see design. Absolutely amazing. So they will attribute it to something else, but they don't really know what they should replace. And then it gets even worse because this tool that you keep hearing them talk about, CRISPR-Cas9, the CRISPR gene editing tool, in this article that just came out yesterday, and again, you can see this on the Drudge Report, the Guardian article, China gene-edited baby experiment, quote, may have created unintended mutations. And that's always the big fear. When you modify a embryo with just a few cells, and you modify all those cells, then what you're doing is you're doing seed, you're modifying the genetic seed. And that means that this is a permanent change, not only for that baby, but you have permanently changed all of its subsequent generations, for better or worse, for better or worse. And they're saying now it created unintended mutations. Like what? Well, we'll have to wait and see because we don't really understand the genome fully, right? CRISPR, in addition to that, CRISPR is not, as I've said many times before, it's not a scalpel. It's a chainsaw, not a precise tool. So even if you knew precisely what needed to be changed and you had the right thing to stick in there to fix the problem, you might be damaging it somewhere else. And that's how you get the unintended consequences. And now this scientist at University of California, Berkeley is saying that. CRISPR remains an imperfect tool because it can lead to unwanted or off-target edits, making its use in humans hugely controversial. Researchers claimed it would have claimed to have searched for such effects in the early stage embryos and found just one. However, it would be impossible. And he's calling BS on this. And he said, well, you know, we looked and yeah, we did find that there was one, but only one. He said that would be impossible because you would have to do a comprehensive search, meaning that you would have to inspect each of the embryo's cells. And if you did that, you'd destroy the embryo. And then finally, he says, why would the parents subject themselves to this? He said they were probably pressured because they wanted fertility treatment and they couldn't afford it. So they were pressured into joining this experiment. Just like the book I've talked about, Change Agent by Daniel Suarez. Parents getting pressured. Peer pressure. If you don't do it, the elites will do it. Your children, your grandchildren, your great-grandchildren will be their slaves. I'll tell you what, we will be their slaves if we don't stop this kind of Frankenscience. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
It's shocking but true. 2019 is almost a memory in the rear view mirror. And Cyber Week is here. The best deals of the year. Storewide free shipping, triple Patriot points for the first time ever, 50 to 70% off. Many of these products are loss leaders. We are only 330 days out from the 2020 election. It is an incredible time to be alive. It's an incredible time to still be on the air when almost everybody else has been shut down and censored. Yes, we were the first to be censored because we're such a threat to the globalists, but now, thanks to the infrastructure and your support, we're still on air. But bigger attacks are already happening. More are coming. So please spread the word about the broadcast and fund our operation while getting great products at the same time. true. 360 win. Cyber Week is here. Get those Christmas presents for you and your family today at InfoWarsStore.com. The last few days I've been online looking for the speech. I actually read it in a book about Winston Churchill many years ago, and I've found a few places where it's mentioned, but if you can find it, please send it to showtips@infowars.com. And he talked about in the darkest hours at the beginning of World War II, the fact that there have been times in history where people had a chance to stand up and fight early on and were assured of victory. Then there was a second point in history where folks have to fight even though the chances of winning are pretty steep. There's a third time when you know you're going to lose, but you have to fight because being enslaved and being slowly killed is much, much worse. That's a paraphrase. But ladies and gentlemen, we are in the position now of being able to win this easily if we find our spirit, find our focus, and don't give up and take action. But if we don't stand up and get involved, we're going to skip number two and go right to number three. That's a fact. They fear InfoWars because we are alive. It's time for the world to awaken and take back our future. Sometimes the right thing to do is the easy thing to do. It's the healthy thing to do. It's the thing that makes all of our lives better. And that's taking care of our individual health. And it's never been easier to do the right thing this Christmas season than to go to InfoWarsStore.com and get the highest quality supplements that are life-changing in what they will do for you and your family's body, your outlook on life, your focus, your health, your stamina, your libido. But then, of course, it also funds the InfoWar that is so incredibly critical. Where else can you spend your hard-earned money knowing that it's a true 360 win? Ladies and gentlemen, don't spend your money with the big box stores and the big, you know, globalist online merchants who literally are working against you and your family's future. Spend your money on high-quality products and have huge savings, and don't fight the big crowds and the traffic at InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com. Please make the right decision. Cyber Week is here with the biggest sales of 2019. No sales in our history can even approach this. Triple Patriot points, store-wide free shipping, 50 to 70% off. And when you add auto ship to it on the order, a lot of these products become loss leaders, meaning I'm losing money on them, but bringing in capital so I can fund ourselves into next year. It is critical for folks to take advantage of these sales. If you've ever been on the fence trying some of the products like the protein bars or Turbo Force and the fish oil, now is the time. We've got huge specials on DNA Force Plus, our flagship product, with a free bottle of Brain Force Plus with it. It's all available at InfoWarsStore.com during Cyber Week. Now, a lot of these sales will continue through Christmas, but some of them have to end because the products are selling out. InfoWarsStore.com funds the InfoWar. Thank you.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
I'll tell you where your freedom is ended. Your freedom is ended with UN Agenda 2030. And I'm going to tell you how that's going to work out. But understand how, as I said before, it's not really a conspiracy. It's a convergence, isn't it? I think that is a deliberate plan. The UN put the plan out, and they're enacting it. So it is a conspiracy in that regard. All these technologies, all these tactics are converging. As I criticize the Trump administration for the fact that Department of Homeland Security now wants all Americans to have to subject to facial recognition at the airports as a precondition to traveling, just think about this. Think about this, and think about the fact this is happening under President Trump, just like you're seeing dissent purged off of the Internet under President Trump. And nothing is being done about it. Now, whether or not President Trump is okay with this, or whether this is something that he's not aware of because there's so many different things that are happening and they're keeping him distracted with continual attacks, Whatever the case, just understand that one man is not going to protect you from this. He may not know about it. He may know about it. He may be okay with it. But the bottom line is it's going through. And as I tweeted out about that, I had somebody come back and say, well, why are you complaining about this of President Trump? We've had our pictures on our driver's licenses and thumbprints and all this kind of stuff for quite some time. I said, yeah, and you've gotten used to it, haven't you? You've adopted the mindset of a slave, haven't you? You know, we had the stuff from Snowden, and that was put out there, and then we had all of the mainstream media telling you that's no big deal. You know, we were not saying that here at InfoWars. We're telling you this is a very big deal. You need to wake up. See, this is what we've been telling you for a long time, and now here's the documents that prove it. But the mainstream media is saying, calm down. It's okay. It's all right. See, they've been doing this for a while, and you're still moving, right? Yeah, you're still able to travel and things like that. And so it's not a problem. Just get used to it. That's the way it is now with the Patriot Act. It's a patriotic thing to do, to turn your freedom over to these people, to let them set up a biometric database for you, to have it so that they have to grant you permission to travel. It's okay. Just calm down. It's fine. Not a problem. Now turn in your guns. And so we've got a tech watchdog, Electronic Freedom Foundation, says that Google, Facebook are engaging in one-way mirror surveillance. That's absolutely true. Now, see, EFF is coming at this from a liberal standpoint. They don't like corporations having that stuff. And I don't like these corporations, these Silicon Six, having that kind of power over us. And I'm very disappointed that President Trump is actually defending them against efforts by Macron in France and other governments in Europe, Austria and elsewhere, to actually get these rascals to pay tax. President Trump is actually defending them. It's like, that's the wrong thing to do. And President Trump is defending NATO now against Emmanuel Macron. I mean, yeah, this is the point where you ought to go in and say, yeah, you're right. You know, it's not that you have to take an opposite approach to, take the opposite opinion to Macron. There are some principles that matter here. NATO is still not paying their fair share. And Google and Facebook and Amazon are still not paying their fair share. Why is President Trump giving them all a pass now? I'm very upset with that. I'm very upset with the fact that DHS has said, right, we're going to start this. We're going to do it beginning in the spring. We'll put out a period of time there where you can comment on it as if that matters to them. They don't care what you think. They're not running for election. You have no power over them. They can look at your comments and they can throw them in the trash. They're not accountable to anybody, this permanent bureaucracy. That's not the way laws should be enacted. Now, which branch of government is going to hold them accountable to the Constitution? Well, it isn't going to happen with any of the three branches in Washington, I can tell you that. But when you look at the Electronic Freedom Foundation, again, they will not be concerned about the government having too much power and authority and abusing that. They are just concerned that the corporations will abuse this information that they have on you. I think we ought to be concerned about both of them. But the liberals will always give government a pass. And now the conservatives are giving government a pass because President Trump is somewhere in Washington tweeting about things. That's not protecting us and protecting our rights. He's not protecting these rights. He may, in fact, be in favor of them being taken from us. I don't know. He's silent on this. And he needs to not be silent. And you need to not be silent. If you think that President Trump would oppose this because it's dangerous, you need to speak up and say something to him about that. That's your responsibility as a citizen. And then if he doesn't, then it's your responsibility as a citizen to work with people in your local area to shut the federal government out of your life when it does this type of stuff. Now, the DHS wants Americans subjected to mandatory facial recognition at airports. They want to remove a loophole currently allowing Americans to opt out right now. And as Zero Hedge points out, considering artificial intelligence is already watching and judging almost every move we make, this could be the last nail in the coffin for what's left of individual freedom. And yet we got people saying, shut up, it's President Trump. Don't criticize him. Telling me that. Somebody who's already a slave. Somebody who is already accustomed to this, this kind of surveillance. And somebody who is a slave to the idea that because we've got an individual in office that they voted for, that somehow that individual shares all of their concerns on all issues. That's never true. Never true. Is President Trump better than Hillary Clinton? Yes. Is he good enough to stop this? I'm not convinced that he is. I'm not convinced that he wants to. A new attack on freedom is being condemned by only a few groups. That's right. A few people. Most people are silent about this. Don't really care about it. And if you want to know where this is headed, this is all part of identifying where it's what you see in China, right? Somebody walks across the street now in China because they have the cameras, because they have the bandwidth for the data that they can do real-time biometric surveillance. You jaywalk in China and it immediately throws your picture up on a billboard. You've been noticed, citizen, and a fine has been assessed. And they don't stop there. Because what they really want to do is they want to shut down any political opposition, which is what we see the Democrats doing now. Do you really want the Democrats to have this kind of power? And I ask the Democrats, do you really want President Trump to have this kind of power? The kind of power that President Xi has over the Chinese citizen? That's the way you need to think about this. Think about how this power is going to be used by the people that you didn't vote for, that don't like your political opinions. That's the way the founders of this country always thought. They said, what's the worst case scenario? The worst case scenario is that a bad person is going to get hold of the levers of power. So how do we make sure that if a bad person is in office, how do we constrain them with the Constitution? Well, we don't have those kind of constraints anymore. And this is what it looks like. Just a translation of the UN Agenda 2030. This is a translator. This is on Zero Hedge. Here's a translation of the new Agenda 21 on steroids. And, of course, remember that they have the goal of having this all in place by 2030. They say, at the UN, they want to end poverty in all of its forms everywhere. In other words, they want centralized banks, IMF, World Bank, Fed, to control all finances. They want a digital one-world currency and a cashless society. They want to end hunger, achieve food security. Translation, genetic modification. Ensure healthy lives, promote the well-being of people all ages. Translation, mass vaccination, Codex Alimentarius. They want to ensure inclusive, equitable, quality education, promote lifelong learning opportunities for all. Translation, UN propaganda, brainwashing through compulsory education from cradle to grave. They want to achieve gender equality and empower all women and girls. Translation, they want population control through forced family planning. And they want to shut down all religious freedom by saying anybody who speaks out about their religious beliefs are hateful and discriminatory. Folks, now is the time for you to support us at InfoWars. We've got our Cyber Week specials, the biggest discounts we've ever had, up to 75% off, free shipping store-wide, triple Patriot points. Take a look at the specials that we have at InfoWarsStore.com. We'll be right back.
Andy in Florida. Thank you, Andy. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. I love you, man. We love you. Before I go ahead and talk about the topic at hand, I got to talk about one of your products. A little bit about me. I'm 245 pounds. I work about 10 to 13 hours a day at UPS. And make a long story short, I used to have a problem with Adderall. I do have ADHD, but, you know, I was taking Adderall for its energy boosting properties. You know, I kind of got a little out of hand. And, you know, I listen to you religiously in my truck every day. So I tried your TurboForce, and really, it's a cliche. This product changed my life, but TurboForce really changed my life. Needless to say, I no longer take Adderall, and I get by literally the 13 hours a day I work on a half of a packet of your TurboForce. And if you take a half a packet, that's literally a dollar a day, and you save so much money versus, you know, a Monster, which is, what, $4.99, and, I just had to call in and tell you guys how great TurboForce is, and if anybody's on the fence, they really have to try it.
We're really proud of TurboForce, so thank you, sir. Commit to buy a lot of your products at InfoWarsStore.com, then help us spread the word, and let's just get busy at InfoWarsStore.com.
tide is here. The sun is setting on 2019, and we hurtle into the year 2020, only 330 days out from this incredibly historic election. And it's more important than ever to pray for President Trump and to pray for his provision and his protection. He's completely surrounded. And to pray for him to have discernment and to be bold and to take action and not listen to the advisors that tell him to hold back, and that if he goes after the deep state, that they'll remove him from office. They're trying to remove him regardless, because they know that God put him in office and that he's going to continue his work, and he's going to continue exposing them and bringing them down. But that if he doesn't execute in that office that God's given him, that the globalists could win. Ladies and gentlemen, now is the time more than ever to pray for President Trump, and please pray for InfoWars, and please pray for all the children being targeted by the globalists. Thank you, and God bless you all.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Using free speech to free minds. You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Joining us now is Matt Shea, the Washington State representative that has become the focus of an international effort to demonize him. It's amazing to me to see how all these different international organizations. Guardian has won it, run at least three stories on Matt, calling on him to be persecuted, prosecuted, everything else. Lock him up, hang him from the highest tree. Rolling Stone magazine, LA Times. And I was not aware of this, Matt, until I saw the LA Times article that was posted by the Drudge Report earlier this week. Actually, he posted it from the from Microsoft News, so it must be true, because, you know, they're the people who give the check mark to all the authentic media, you know, everything that these people say. Far right Washington state lawmaker faces backlash against white nationalism. Joining us now is Matt Shea. Thank you for joining us, Matt.
David, thanks for very much for having me on once again. I love InfoWars and what you guys have been doing, especially upholding against the persecution that you have endured and the deplatforming and everything else that they've tried to do to shut you up, and you've kept going. So thank you. Great patriots.
Well, thank you. And, of course, one of the charges against you that was raised by Rolling Stone magazine was that you've been on InfoWars. So obviously you're a bad person.
Right. I know, right? You know, if you love freedom and liberty and you love this country and the Constitution means what it says and the Bible means what it says, you must be dangerous, right? And I take that really as a badge of honor. And, you know, I was listening previously on the break, and I really, really believe that if every elected representative in this country executed the duties of their office and upheld the Constitution, this would be a completely different country. But it's not happening right now. What is happening is that people are falling into apathy, that are in positions of leadership, and as a result, the Marxists and Islamists are moving forward to try and destroy this great nation.
Yes, and earlier in the broadcast, I played a meeting in Fairfax County, Virginia, because there they have seen what happens when the Democrats get the majority. Immediately, they're moving to take guns, and there was an individual who stood up and said, look, I'm active law enforcement, I'm plain clothes, so I hear what people are saying. And he said, they're very concerned. You're very serious about taking their guns, and they're ready to fight if you're going to do that. And meanwhile, you've got the Democrats, the attorney general there saying, all of this talk from 30 different jurisdictions in Virginia is saying they're going to be Second Amendment sanctuary cities. That's just symbolic. They haven't passed any laws there. Whether or not the people who are elected to office are willing to fight over the Second Amendment, however, the people on the ground are. So that law enforcement officer was saying, look, I, for one, if the Democrats go through this gun confiscation program, I'm going to get out of here because I don't want to be on the front lines of this civil war that they're trying to create. And, of course, you're living under that kind of situation in Washington state, where the Democrats have pretty much control over the legislature there.
Yeah, it's very interesting. There's two points that you made there I'd like to address. The first is this rise of sanctuary counties. Now, we have many sanctuary counties here in Washington state, and these are Second Amendment sanctuary counties. And yeah, these sheriffs have said, we are not going to uphold these unconstitutional laws, and they're actually upholding their oath. But that movement now has grown to, as I understand it, over 19 states, as I was reading in a Gun Owners of America article, and there are counties in these 19 states specifically that are, you know, having sanctuary counties and saying, hey, we are not going to uphold an unconstitutional law. The second point is, it's becoming very clear, and it's getting a little spooky, candidly. I served 10 years in the United States Army, served two combat tours, one in Bosnia and one in Iraq. And we were trained very clearly to objectively look at a country and the signs of unrest in a country or the signs of instability in a country. And when you start seeing Marxist media outlets and liberal media outlets here in America really getting on this Civil War bandwagon, The Atlantic had an entire magazine dedicated to an American Civil War. The Financial Times came out with an article just recently advocating for UN intervention in the United States of America to, quote, save our democracy.
Yeah, exactly right. We're going to talk more about that when we come back with Matt Shea. Stay with us. You can find him, voteshea.com. You can also find him on Twitter, at Rep. Matt Shea, R-E-P, Matt Shea.
My phone has been ringing off the hook. Dozens and dozens of people have called me. I've gotten all these text messages. The office phone's ringing off the hook. Emails are flooding in. And they're saying, can you believe it? 300 Trump ads that were going to run tens of millions of times were pulled by Google. And then it turns out it was done over the summer. Folks, I live this every day. I read the news like nobody else probably. And they have been hitting hundreds of congressional candidates and members of Congress. They've been going after governors, state reps. It's been a reign of terror. Last week, they wouldn't let Melania Trump images be sent out, saying it was hate speech. Ladies and gentlemen, this is beyond censorship. It's total information control. It has to all go through a filter, and that's what AI allows, is what I call information singularity. Not empowering information, but holding it all in like the One Ring of Mordor. Trump must act now or they will steal this election.
In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. We're talking to Representative Matt Shea, a Washington State representative. Again, you can find him on Twitter at Rep. Matt. That's Matt with two T's. R-E-P-M-A-T-T Shea, S-H-E-A. And he has been the subject of international attention not normally given to a state representative. And I know Matt. I've talked to Matt many times on this program. He's been on InfoWars many, many times. And when I saw this article over the weekend from the LA Times and then republished by Microsoft News and then put on the Drudge Report, and I saw the headline, Far-right Washington state lawmaker faces backlash against white nationalism. And I know that Matt's not a racist, but I knew that they were talking about Matt because he has been very active at pushing liberty and pushing the foundations of liberty in our country, the Christian religion in Washington. So I wanted to get him on to talk about these smears that have been put on him. But we were just talking at the top of the hour as he joined about the approaching Civil War. And Matt, we had to go to a break. You said that you've served in the Army and you've seen the kinds of concerns things that you've seen in other countries. You're concerned because you're seeing those reproduced here. Go on with what, continue with what you were saying before we had to go to break.
Yeah, absolutely. So, David, there was a Financial Times article that came out recently that said that there should be an advocated for UN intervention in the United States of America to, quote, save the democracy, end quote. Now, we don't live in a democracy. We live in a republic. And they also, in that article, advocated for, and this was very alarming to me, a complete rewriting of the United States Constitution, not by elected representatives, by the way, but by some sort of a loyal yurga or something like, is akin to what they did in Afghanistan, for goodness sakes. They actually advocated this in a major media publication, the United States of America, 10 years ago. This would have been considered, you know, conspiracy theory or something that never would happen in the United States of America. And here we are. It's happening here. I think it's important for your viewers to understand that what we are facing is a counter-state threat of Islamists and Marxists that really want to take down this country. Look, I'm one representative out of 3,000, over 3,000 in America. Why are they spending this kind of political capital, this kind of energy and money and time to come against me? Well, that's because just like InfoWars, I've been calling out and exposing these organizations and groups for a very long time, and they're very upset about it. And this Guardian article, for example, Jason Wilson of The Guardian was profiled in a PJ Media article, which they took 60,000 Antifa accounts, boiled them down to 962 main accounts, and linked Jason Wilson directly to Antifa. And so he was pretty upset that I was exposing that as well around the country.
Well, you know, you were talking about the different signs that you see here. And I remember when I first came to InfoWars, like back in 2000, it was right after I came here, back in 2013, I think it was. And there was a guy who had taught at West Point, and he was writing for a defense military journal. And you may recall this. He posited the idea that there was a small town in South Carolina, I think Darlington, South Carolina, and they were not happy with gun control. They declared their independence, and so then they played out this scenario. And in his imagination, in his imaginary scenario, he had these rural Americans partnering with Russia. That was back in 2013. And so this whole narrative that's playing out now, you know, anybody that opposes the establishment, you're with Russia. That was part of that back in 2013. And they were also looking at the idea that if they were to crack down on people by taking their firearms, the people would say, that's it. You know, we're just going to govern ourselves. And so then how do we as a military shut them down? And I remember when they came out with that, Alex was talking about it, and he said, how ridiculous is this to think that, you know, rural Americans are going to be siding with Russia? That's absurd. Where did they come up with this kind of ridiculous premise? But now they have sold this narrative for the last 3 years, and everybody believes that now, because if they continually repeat a lie, then everybody believes it. But let's talk about some of the lies that they're telling about you. One of the things that they focus on, and I think we see both of these things and what they're concerned about with you. Not only are you talking about the Constitution that they don't want us to know anything about, but you guys are also talking about a state of liberty, seceding from Washington because you would like to not be dominated by some liberal big cities. And so that, along with the idea that you want to stand for your Second Amendment rights, I think that's one of the reasons why they see you as a threat.
Absolutely. And the fact is that splitting a state is constitutional. Article 4, Section 3 of the United States Constitution allows for the process. And what they're scared of is that it's only a simple majority vote of the state house and state senate and the federal house and the federal senate. That's all it takes to split a state. So you don't need a supermajority vote. And that's what they're very afraid of. And you brought up this rural divide, you know, kind of trying to demonize rural America. And really what they're trying to do, and I think this is very important to understand, is they're trying to label anybody that believes in pro-life or the ideas of Ron Paul or any sort of liberty or freedom or any sort of, you know, lower taxes and smaller government, that somehow is hateful. And they want to create this narrative so that people are
We had Barack Obama talk about the bitter clingers who are clinging to their guns and their Bibles, right? And I think that's a big part of what they're talking about with this demonizing of the Electoral College. We all know that if they get rid of the Electoral College and they go to a straight national popular vote, that the election is going to be decided by one or two big cities, and that there's a lot of corruption in those cities, a lot of ballot stuffing that goes on in those big cities.
That's exactly right. And so for example, here in Washington, somebody is labeled as a hater. They have actually already used red flag laws in Washington state to take the guns of somebody purely because of their belief. No criminality, nothing, purely because of somebody's beliefs. That has already happened in Washington state within the last month and a half. And so this is what they're going to use throughout the rest of the country. And I think that's why it's important for everybody to understand this. So when they label people white nationalists and racists, there's a bigger play here, and that is to disarm America's population, particularly the population that believes in freedom and liberty, because that's what is standing in the way of what these guys want to accomplish.
Yeah, let's understand that they think that anybody who has a gun, anybody who is a Christian, as Barack Obama said, that automatically makes you hateful. You're hateful if you believe in traditional marriage, as the Southern Poverty Law Center has told us so many times. And, of course, we should believe them, right? So you just hold certain beliefs, and you're immediately a dangerous, hateful person. Just holding a gun makes you a dangerous, hateful person. So they feel justified to do that, and it all harkens back to the kinds of political oppression we've seen from Stalin and others, you know, where they would accuse people of insanity and then lock them up. Of course, the joke was that if you opposed Stalin, you must be insane, right?
Exactly. I have members of my family that immigrated here legally from the former Soviet Union as Christian refugees because they were thrown in the gulag. They were thrown in prison camps in the former Soviet Union for the Christian beliefs. So as far as my family is concerned, this is a very big deal. And I want to give you one specific example of this LA Times article. So they were labeling me a white nationalist because of a small town, again, in eastern Washington called Marble. And there they have a God and Country celebration every year. And they tried to label this little town a white nationalist compound. Well, the two black pastors that lived there were pretty upset about being called white nationalists and white supremacists, and these guys have never interviewed them.
Yeah, well, it's kind of like Ann Coulter had an article today, Are Facts White Nationalist? And she talked about the fact that, you know, as the universities want to use race as a basis of admission, you know, they're excluding Asians, but you had Bill Gates do a study. And he found that if they simply went on SAT scores, the only group that wouldn't go down were white. So she said, so is that a racist statement by Bill Gates and his association? I want to talk about the specifics when we come back about the charges against you, because one of the things that they got upset about was the fact that you were talking about the biblical justification for war. The fact that you went to a Christian celebration in a small town. We're going to address those specifically when we come back. Stay with us. We're talking to Matt Shea. Again, you can find him, VoteShea.com. Also on Twitter, at Rep Matt. That's Matt with two T's. Rep Matt Shea. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Driving into the operations center this morning, it just hit me like a ton of bricks. I need to reach directly out at the audience and just spell out the facts. When you spend your money at places like Dick's Sporting Goods, you're financing a group that gives huge amounts of money to gun control, disarming you and your family. And then when you go down the list and look at these companies like Walmart, did you know they're doing the same thing now? Did you know that almost every big box store, including Target, they're the worst, are actually funding the transgender movement targeting children? Do you know what Jeff Bezos and Amazon's up to? Ladies and gentlemen, it'll make your head spin. Why in the hell are we supporting these people? Why are you going to buy your Christmas presents for your family from these institutions that hate America and hate your guts? Do your shopping at InfoWarsStore.com and get great products. And then rest assured, you're funding the resistance. You're funding the voice of liberty in the face of tyranny. Please shop at InfoWarsStore.com.
You want to break some globalist ribs. You want to crush some skulls politically. You want to drive ice picks through their eyeballs spiritually. There's nowhere you can spend money. There's nowhere you can place your bet in a fight where it's going to have more power per dollar. Your bang for your buck here gets you great products at great prices that literally fund the system where the spirit of resistance lives to drive it home to the enemy. And so it's very simple. If you don't want to be slaves and you want to see the fight taken to the enemy, which God wants to see, you see, we have to make the effort 110%. God will finish the move. And I know I need to stay in the fight, in the attack, attack, attack. I want to go after the globalists. And just believe me, ladies and gentlemen, that if you want somebody to commit to you and your family to fight for all of our futures together, you've got to guarantee you keep me in the game. I'm going to bust my ass with everything I got for us, for myself and my family, for your family, because we're in this together. InfoWarsStore.com.
I don't have to tell you that America is in a war for its actual survival. And we're at war against a group that's trying to conquer our very spirit, our very essence, that's trying to break our will, trying to destroy our families, trying to literally poison us physically and psychically at a spiritual level. Well, InfoWars is fighting back, but it takes money to stand against the globalist onslaught and to be able to put the reporters on the ground and build the infrastructure to tell the truth in the face of their lies. That's why we're running giant Cyber Week specials, the biggest of the year, the biggest of our history. Don't do your shopping with the big globalist box stores that hate your guts and are financing gun control and all the rest of it. Don't do your shopping with the New World Order, Amazon. Do it with InfoWars Store. Get high-quality supplements. Get high-quality air filtration, water filtration, Patriot apparel, and so much more. And every order gets a whole bunch of free InfoWars bumper stickers to spread the word. Take action, folks. If you understand why the globalists, why the servants of Satan hate InfoWars, it's because we're awake, we're alive, we're passionate, and we're not giving up. That's why it's critical for those of us that are aware of the New World Order's plans to not get down when they attack us and they persecute us and they lie about us. That's what we should expect because we are hurting these scumbags. The globalists have literally sold their soul to the dark side, and they do what they do because they're slaves, because they are eternally driven to try to suppress and dominate and destroy the innocent. It is up to us who are awake, not the sheep and not the wolves, but the sheepdogs, to stand firm and resist these wicked tyrants. They fear the fact that we are awake. They fear the fact that we are alive. They fear the fact that we love God. And that's all we ever have to know, is that God is in charge.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Tell people Jesus is Lord. That'll get you investigated by the Washington State Legislature, the local sheriff, and the FBI. That's what they're doing with Matt Shea. I want to talk about his biblical justification for war that is being used by these people to come after him. But, you know, Matt, when we talk about the Guardian article, one of the things that was put in there by Jason Wilson, was he the reporter that you just mentioned that PJ Media showed he was connected to Antifa?
Yes.
Okay. Well, that explains why he was so incensed by the fact that he says that you and other people, I don't know if that's even true, were talking about how to defend yourselves in case you were attacked by Antifa. And this reminds me of what we just saw earlier this week. In Virginia, they've introduced legislation that would criminalize any kind of defense training. If people want to downplay that and say, well, that's, you know, somebody that is doing defense training because they specifically want to overthrow the government or because they think that, something specific act is involved. No, just understand that what they're coming after Matt for in this April 2019 article from this guy who is connected with Antifa, Jason Wilson, writing for The Guardian in the UK, coming after a state representative in Washington State. What he is accusing you guys of are having plans to confront leftists back in 2017 if they got violent with you. And, of course, you didn't do anything to any leftists because they didn't attack you. But just to plan to defend yourselves or other people in case you are attacked, that's a crime. And that's what they're going to legislate as a crime in Virginia with a Democrat legislature.
Well, I think there's three points here. The first is that promoting self-defense is not promoting violence or political violence. It's promoting what the founding fathers believed, and that is that we have an unalienable, God-given right to life, liberty, property, and the ability to defend the same. I think the second point here is these are typical Marxist tactics where they take one document out of an entire folder. And I've asked them repeatedly, I challenge you, publish the rest of the folder, publish all the other documents in that folder, including the military code of conduct, the Battle of Cowpens, the Battle of Kings Mountain, observations on the Vietnam War, Colonel Glover John's observations on war, notes on just war theory, and then try to tell me that you really put that in context, just publishing one document that is clearly bullet pointed notes of warfare in the Old Testament, specifically out of Deuteronomy 20. I have studied Marxist doctrine and Islamist doctrine for the better part of my adult life, and particularly in the military, we briefed soldiers, at least when I was in. I don't know about now, but when I was in, before we went overseas, on just war theory and why peace should be the rule and war should be the exception. And these guys have completely twisted this around. And I really like Vox Day's summation of this. Social justice warriors always lie. They always double down on their lie, and they always try to project onto you how they really are themselves. And that's really what's happened here.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You talk about just war theory, and I've talked about that many times to say, you know, look, just war doesn't mean that that's the only thing that we do as a government. That's basically what just war has become now, because we just do war. We've got many of them going on continuously. We had Obama was the first president to be at war his entire term. So far, President Trump has been at war his entire term, and it looks like they're not going to allow him to pull back any troops from any of these wars. So he'll probably be the second one. But as this guy from The Guardian, reading his article here, Shea, a six-term legislator, military veteran, came to international attention, in other words, my articles there at The Guardian, in 2018 after a document he authored surfaced laying out a biblical basis for war. Just war theory goes back to Augustine, St. Augustine, who was talking about that. And so presumably, you know, he is a radical that needs to be arrested and investigated by the FBI as well. Are you being investigated by the FBI? And I know you're being investigated by the Washington State Legislature there. They've appropriated $120,000 to do that, right?
Right, and it's interesting. So the answer to your question about the FBI, they have never contacted me as far as an investigation is concerned into my activities or any of the things that I have put online. They have, however, contacted me as a result of death threats from Antifa, the John Brown Gun Club, Socialist Rifle Association, and Redneck Revolt, and some an individual particularly that may be associated not just with the Socialist Rifle Association, but also with Antifa. They did contact me about that. And it's interesting that The Guardian never talks really about these other actual terrorist organizations that have published terror training manuals online, that have significant ties to terrorism, that the FBI has investigated for running guns across the southern border from Mexican cartels to create a revolution here in the United States of America. That article was out there, but it seems like that has never happened.
Yeah, and as a matter of fact, we had November the 1st of 2018, you had the Hill saying the FBI is investigating you for your manifesto urging that all males be killed. I looked at this, and it's like, this is ridiculous. I mean, you ought to sue these people like Devin Nunes is suing CNN. I mean, this is unbelievable slander.
It is, and we are in contact with attorneys to do exactly that. We need to fight back at every possible place that we can. You know, when they publish these kind of things, again, this is a Marxist tactic to try to label people and try to put them on a threat list so that later they can use red flag laws and other laws to come against them. This goes back as far as the MIAC report from DHS. And so The second and third portions of this investigation by the House clearly are unconstitutional. One of them very clearly says that anybody that was associated with me, that they want to create a threat level for these people. So this isn't just about me. This isn't just about President Donald Trump. They're doing the same thing to the president that they're trying to do to me here at the local level in Washington State, because this is about the people who believe in freedom and liberty that are standing in the way of these Marxist and globalist plans to destroy this country.
Yeah, I talked about that at the beginning of the broadcast. I said, if you look at what they're doing to President Trump, if you look at what they're doing to Devin Nunes, and if you look at what they're doing to Matt Shea, it shows that to the president, to a U.S. congressman, to a state representative, they're using the same tactics of smear, investigating people when there is no crime, trying to see if they can find anything. And this is one of the reasons why Eric Holder and Obama and George Soros are so focused on getting state prosecutors as well as state attorneys general elected. And they're spending a lot of money to do that, especially Soros. But it was something that Obama and Eric Holder were talking about after the election, because they continue to lose elections. They want to get people tied up in court. But it's not just to push back against redistricting. They want to use these prosecutors to persecute their political opponents.
That's exactly right. And, you know, part of this investigation that's happened here in Washington State is very interesting from this perspective. My attorney asked them very specifically for copies of all of the materials so that we could respond to them. Number one, we were never provided with those materials. It's been over a month, and they've supposedly come out now with the final report. Number two, and this is very interesting, my attorney contacted them, and to this day, I have not been provided a meaningful opportunity to respond. And quite candidly, right now, I'm of the volition of Donald Trump. Let's go to a trial. If you guys want to try to do this, let's go to a trial so I can bring my own witnesses, so I can bring my own facts, so I can bring my own evidence and completely rebut this Marxist smear campaign.
And that's exactly what it is. And it is exactly the same thing that during President Trump, you're not going to be allowed to confront the people who are accusing you. You're not even allowed to know what the charges are. We'll be right back with Matt Shea. Stay with us.
My phone has been ringing off the hook. Dozens and dozens of people have called me. I've gotten all these text messages. The office phone's ringing off the hook. Emails are flooding in. They're saying, can you believe it? 300 Trump ads that were going to run tens of millions of times were pulled by Google. And then it turns out it was done over the summer. Folks, I live this every day. I read the news like nobody else probably. And they have been hitting hundreds of congressional candidates and members of Congress. They've been going after governors, state reps. It's been a reign of terror. Last week, they wouldn't let Melania Trump images be sent out, saying it was hate speech. Ladies and gentlemen, this is beyond censorship. It's total information control. It has to all go through a filter, and that's what AI allows, is what I call information singularity. Not empowering information, but holding it all in like the One Ring of Mordor. Trump must act now or they will steal this election. Sometimes the right thing to do is the easy thing to do. It's the healthy thing to do. It's the thing that makes all of our lives better, and that's taking care of our individual health. And it's never been easier to do the right thing this Christmas season, then to go to InfoWarsStore.com and get the highest quality supplements that are life-changing in what they will do for you and your family's body, your outlook on life, your focus, your health, your stamina, your libido. But then, of course, it also funds the InfoWar.
No,
it's so incredibly critical. Where else can you spend your hard-earned money knowing that it's a true 360 win? Ladies and gentlemen, don't spend your money with the big box stores and the big, you know, globalist online merchants who literally are working against you and your family's future. Spend your money on high-quality products and have huge savings, and don't fight the big crowds and the traffic at InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com. Please make the right decision. Cyber Week is here with the biggest sales of 2019. Amazing products that will change your life, guaranteed. Not only will the products make you healthier, happier, more focused, more energized, they will fund the InfoWars operation into the critical year of 2020. Ladies and gentlemen, a lot of people notice I've lost weight. I have more focus. There's more of a sparkle in my eye. And it's because I've been taking the 8-pack Power Stack in the morning and at night. I've been taking X2 and X3. I've been taking Brain Force Plus. Quite frankly, I can't take Turbo Force. It's just too powerful. I have been taking the fish oil and the krill oil when I go to sleep at night, and it's totally energized my life. I know our products work, but I'm like everybody else. I use them, then I forget about them. Ladies and gentlemen, these products are amazing. There's huge sales, triple Patriot points, free shipping, 50 70% off, InfoWarsStore.com. Cyber Week is here. It's shocking but true. 2019 is almost a memory in the rear view mirror. And Cyber Week is here. The best deals of the year. Store-wide free shipping, triple Patriot points for the first time ever, 50 to 70% off. Many of these products are loss leaders. We are only 330 days out from the 2020 election. It is an incredible time to be alive. It's an incredible time to still be on the air where almost everybody else has been shut down and censored. Yes, we were the first to be censored because we're such a threat to the globalists, but now, thanks to the infrastructure and your support, we're still on air. But bigger attacks are already happening. More are coming. So please spread the word about the broadcast and fund our operation while getting great products at the same time. True 360 win. Cyber Week is here. Get those Christmas presents for you and your family today at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. speech to free minds. It's the David Knight Show.
Welcome back. We're talking to Matt Shea. I knew something was up when I saw all these the international press coming after a state rep. And, of course, they're coming after Matt because he has been spot on, right on point as to the true issues about our liberty, about the Constitution, doing a great job in Washington State. And that's, folks, one of the reasons why they came against us. You know, one of the crimes that Matt Shea had committed was to come on InfoWars. He had talked to people at the Bundy standoff and so forth. He had people like Alex Newman come on and talk on his program. So, you know, he's a dangerous guy, like us. And that's why we had the biggest corporations the world has ever seen all come together at once to deplatform us off of social media, to take your free speech, your ability to hear and see things, the free press, as well as your ability to comment on that and to pass that along, your free speech, every aspect, you know, basically make sure that you see no evil, hear no evil, and speak no evil about them. And that's why they took us down. And so, folks, we really do appreciate you standing with us. Before we go back to Matt, I just want to tell you about our Cyber Week specials, because if you don't stand with us, we're not going to be here. I mean, they have really done everything they can to try to constrain our reach. But you have stood with us, and we really do appreciate that, and we want to make this as much of a win-win situation as possible. We try to produce and do produce the best nutraceuticals you're going to find anywhere. Safe, effective, natural, and now very affordable. We've got our Cyber Week special up to 75% off, free shipping, triple Patriot points, and we've got many different items that you'll find at 50% off or more. We've got Ultra 12, our vitamin B12 formula, 50% off. Krill oil, 50% off. Pollen block, 50% off. As I said many times, my wife, who has sinus issues, has never found anything that has worked for her like pollen block has. Or Knockout, our all-natural sleep aid, 50% off. Brain Force is 50% off, and you can get it for free. If you buy DNA Force for 50% off, you get a free bottle of Brain Force. Or if you buy Survival Shield X2 and X3 nascent iodine for 50% off, you can get a free bottle of Brain Force as well. We want you to try that. As I said many times, it is, I think, the nutraceutical that we sell that is the most obvious, its immediate effect on you. It helps you to focus, helps you to recall. And we know that you're really going to like it if you give it a try. So that's why we're bundling it for free with those already heavily discounted products. So take a look at the products that we have at InfoWarsStore.com. Free shipping store-wide, triple Patriot points, 15% discount in the future with those Patriot points. And we have up to 75% off at InfoWarsStore.com. All right, Matt, thank you for holding. And I want to talk to you about what's going on now in the state of Washington, because as we're going to break, you pointed out how similar this is. What the Democrats in the state of Washington are doing to you is exactly what they're doing to President Trump. Bring me the man. I'll find the crime. And, oh, by the way, we're not going to give you any information about, you know, what crime you've allegedly committed. I mean, you're supposed to investigate people if there's evidence of a crime. You're supposed to do an indictment. But instead, they have funded a $120,000 investigation of you in the state of Washington. You can't get them to give you or your lawyer any information. Tell us a little bit more about that.
Yeah, we have not been provided any documentations. Apparently, the final report was briefed to our Republican House leadership yesterday and Democrat House leadership yesterday. They won't even give me a copy of the report to look at, even though I'm the object of the report. And I think it's important for your viewers to understand that this is political warfare according to a Maoist insurgency model. There was a great memorandum, five-page memorandum, from Rich Higgins, who was a director on the National Security Council, to President Donald Trump about the globalists, the Marxists, and the Islamists using this political warfare, tactic and technique according to a Maoist insurgency model. And that's exactly what they're doing right now. They're trying to weaponize anything that they can and the system against anybody who they perceive as a political opponent that's opposed to their plans. And as you said before, you know, if you speak out against the surveillance state as I have and as InfoWars have, if you speak out against this attack on private property rights as you have and as I have, if you speak out against this clearly orchestrated plan against freedom and liberty, you are going to be demonized this way. And we should expect it, but we should also take encouragement from that too, that if you're getting attacked like this, that means you're being effective, and that means yes. you are a threat to their plans and you're hurting them.
Yes, and let's talk about that a little bit. That seven-page memo, Rich Higgins, a senior National Security Council staffer in the Trump administration, he was fired in July 2017 after the document became public. What is it in that document that they're so afraid of? Tell us a little bit about that Rich Higgins document.
Yeah, so there are a couple main points. First of all, he points out that there are counter states that are at work. He doesn't call them the deep state. He calls them counter states. And I really think that's a better term because they're trying to seize power and replace our existing constitutional republic. And those counter states are the globalists, the Islamists, and the Marxists. And specifically, he says in that memorandum that the Democrat Party is the primary enabler of the counter states and that the Republican establishment, especially at the national level, is the primary and designated defeat mechanism. So, I mean, I think that captures what's happening at the national level, the primary and designated defeat mechanism for the counter states. In other words, they expect the Republican establishment to cave at the national level in protecting freedoms and liberties and countering what is going on with these.
Well, certainly we could see that. I mean, we could see that with Paul Ryan. He was the guy who would basically shut down any protection of the border. He would protect Obamacare from any Republican plans and so forth. He was the guy that was chosen to run with Mitt Romney, for example. They had their, they were going to put through Obamacare one way or the other. It was either going to be Obamacare or Romneycare. So they were the hedge in case something went wrong and Obama didn't get reelected. But Paul Ryan was the guy who was left behind to shut down all these different issues to make sure that nothing happened with national reciprocity of firearms, licensed carry or so forth. So he shut down all those initiatives. I mean, that is a fact.
That is a fact. And it's interesting. Why has the Muslim Brotherhood not been declared a terrorist organization in the United States? Why is Antifa, why has the John Brown Gun Club and Redneck Revolt and the Socialist Rifle Association not been investigated and declared terrorist organizations here in the United States of America? Why has that not happened? And this, and why are conservatives, people that are veterans who have served this country, being demonized as extremists? That's the question that we really need to ask. And again, when you get attacked like this, people should be encouraged. I've had the largest fundraiser ever this year after all these attacks. Largest fundraiser ever in 12 years this year because people are realizing what's happening. They're waking up in large part due to programs like InfoWars and the internet being used to spread information and truth. And also I would just say this. Originally their plan was 1976, then it was 1994, then it was Agenda 21, now it's Agenda 2030. I don't care if they call it Agenda 2045. It really shows that we're winning when we see them pushing this timeline back continuously. And it's going to take all of us to stand on the line of freedom and liberty.
Yeah, I'm very concerned, though, about this 2030 agenda, because as I've said many times, Strauss and Howe, the guys who gave us the term millennial, they have a generational view of history, and they've shown a pattern of, a repetition of societal change about every 80 years. They call it a fourth turning, every four generations. And they go back and say, well, you know, look at the previous fourth turnings that we've had. We had the Great Depression, World War II. We had Civil War before that. We had the American Revolution before that. They went back 500 years in American and British history, and they projected that 2030, that we're already in the midst of a fourth turning. They projected that back in the mid-1990s. And they said, well, something's going to happen about 2007, 2008, and it's going to be a global issue. And, you know, we did have the greater recession, and that it's going to turn into a fourth turning by 2030. And when you look at what they want to do in terms of getting us locked down in the cities where they can control our communication, where they can take away our firearms, and they can control our mobility, I'm very concerned that this is all coming to a head. But again, we'll keep you one more segment if you can stay with us. VoteShea.com is where you can go to support Matt Shea, and we'll be right back. Stay with us.
Hey.
Andy in Florida. Thank you, Andy. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. I love you, man. We love you. Before I go ahead and talk about the topic at hand, I got to talk about one of your products. A little bit about me. I'm 245 pounds. I work about 10 to 13 hours a day at UPS. And make a long story short, I used to have a problem with Adderall. I do have ADHD, but, you know, I was taking Adderall for its energy boosting properties. You know, I kind of got a little out of hand. And, you know, I listen to you religiously in my truck every day. So I tried your TurboForce, and really, it's a cliche. This product changed my life, but TurboForce really changed my life. Needless to say, I no longer take Adderall, and I get by literally the 13 hours a day I work on a half of a packet of your TurboForce. And if you take a half a packet, that's literally a dollar a day, and you save so much money versus, you know, a Monster, which is, what, $4.99. And, I just had to call in and tell you guys how great TurboForce is. And if anybody's on the fence, they really have to try it.
We're really proud of TurboForce, so thank you, sir. Commit to buy a lot of your products at InfoWarsStore.com. Then help us spread the word, and let's just get busy. InfoWarsStore.com. You want to break some globalist ribs. You want to crush some skulls politically. You want to drive ice picks through their eyeballs spiritually. There's nowhere you can spend money. There's nowhere you can place your bet in a fight where it's going to have more power per dollar. Your bang for your buck here gets you great products at great prices that literally fund the system where the spirit of resistance lives to drive it home to the enemy. And so it's very simple. If you don't want to be slaves and you want to see the fight taken to the enemy, which God wants to see, you see, we have to make the effort 110%. God will finish the move. And I know I need to stay in the fight, in the attack, attack, attack. I want to go after the globalists. And just believe me, ladies and gentlemen, that if you want somebody to commit to you and your family to fight for all of our futures together, you've got to guarantee you keep me in the game. I'm going to bust my ass with everything I got for us, for myself and my family, for your family, because we're in this together. InfoWarsStore.com.
Twilight is here. The sun is setting on 2019, and we hurtle into the year 2020, only 330 days out from this incredibly historic election. And it's more important than ever to pray for President Trump and to pray for his provision and his protection. He's completely surrounded. And to pray for him to have discernment and to be bold and to take action and not listen to the advisors that tell him to hold back, and that if he goes after the deep state, that they'll remove him from office. They're trying to remove him regardless, because they know that God put him in office and that he's going to continue his work, and he's going to continue exposing them and bringing them down. But that if he doesn't execute in that office that God's given him, that the globalists could win. Ladies and gentlemen, now is the time more than ever to pray for President Trump, and please pray for InfoWars, and please pray for all the children being targeted by the globalists. Thank you, and God bless you all. Cyber Week is here with the biggest sales of 2019. No sales in our history can even approach this. Triple Patriot points, store-wide free shipping, 50 to 70% off. And when you add auto ship to it on the order, a lot of these products become loss leaders, meaning I'm losing money on them, but bringing in capital so I can fund ourselves into next year. It is critical for folks to take advantage of these sales. If you've ever been on the fence trying some of the products like the protein bars or Turbo Force and the fish oil, now is the time. We've got huge specials on DNA Force Plus, our flagship product, with a free bottle of Brain Force Plus with it. It's all available at InfoWarsStore.com during Cyber Week. Now, a lot of these sales will continue through Christmas, but some of them have to end because the products are selling out. InfoWarsStore.com funds the InfoWar. Thank you.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. We're talking to Representative Matt Shea. And again, you can find him on Twitter at Rep Matt. That's M-A-T-T Shea, S-H-E-A. He is the subject of an attack that looks exactly what they're doing to President Trump. And there's a reason for that. That's become the standard way of operation of the Democrats. You know, we have the protections in the Constitution for due process. You know, the idea that you're going to be informed of the charges against you, that you're going to be able to confront the witnesses against you, that you're going to have a trial by a jury of your peers. and that most of all, you're going to have a presumption of innocence. All of those things are there because the people who fought for their freedom and who wrote the Constitution had experienced a star chamber process where they were tried in secret, where they were slandered in public and tried in secret. And that's exactly what they're doing to Matt Shea. You got the international press slandering him in public while he has a secret investigation and a secret trial by the Democrats in a House committee. Only difference is it's not a federal house, it's the state house in Washington, D.C. They allocated $120,000 of state taxpayer money to investigate him to see if they can find a crime. And, of course, they've got Guardian running article after article against him, being written by a guy who is connected to Antifa himself. You can't make this stuff up, but the Democrats can. Matt, talk about this. They've written their report now. I see the document you sent me where they allocated money for this, and they were supposed to have a final report submitted to the House on December the 1st, and the agreement was going to be effective through the end of December, December 31st. You say they now have turned over the report, but you are not allowed to see it. Your lawyers are not allowed to see it. I mean, what happens at this point?
You know, I don't know. We wait until they come out with the report, apparently. I do understand that part of the report has to do with Nevada and the dismissal of the charges against the Bundys in Nevada and their acquittal in regards to the Malheur Refuge, because I was involved in exposing the Larry Wooten memo that came forward. In fact, we broke that story on YouTube nationally, that exposed the BLM and some of the impropriety there, which I believe contributed in large part to the dismissal of the charges against the Bundys down in Nevada. And so,
oh, yeah, Larry Wooten was the BLM whistleblower who wrote that memo, and you published that memo. And then that judge who had rigged the previous trials against other people there at the Bundy Ranch and a previous trial against the Bundys themselves, it was so damning that a BLM insider had talked about the crimes that had been committed and how justice had been perverted there. That whistleblower telling the truth, when that report came out, she had no choice but to dismiss the charges against them. But what I find amazing is that the Trump administration's Department of Justice is still trying to revive that case.
Indeed. And the deep state operatives are at work constantly trying to subvert what President Trump is trying to do. And I think in large part, this investigation here in Washington state is revenge for what happened down there in yep. Nevada, what happened in Oregon. You mentioned something, Strauss and Howe, and the fourth turning before the break. And I want to add something to that. There's another document by Sir John Bagot Glubb called The Fate of Empires, where as Strauss and Howe take a generational analysis, he takes an analysis of the length of empires, and what he discovered was that empires typically last 10 generations or 250 years, and that is coming up, the 250th anniversary of the Declaration of Independence here in 2026. So I agree with you. We're in that window right now, and yeah. We shouldn't be surprised that these types of things and witch hunts are going to be happening to people standing up. But what we do need to do, instead of being afraid, is to actually join with folks that are putting their voices forward, and all of us as people that love this great constitutional republic standing on the line and fighting for freedom and liberty.
Oh, I absolutely agree. You know, anybody who thinks, well, I'm just going to be quiet, I'm not going to make any waves, and maybe they'll leave me alone. I do reports all the time about abuses by CPS, stealing children on baseless allegations, withholding any information about the charges against them from the parents, withholding exculpatory evidence that would show somebody is innocent, like they did with against the Bundys as they hid that report from Wooten. And, of course, you exposed that, so that brought it to light. But they do that all the time against individual families. Nobody is safe when there is no rule of law. If they can do this to a state representative like Matt Shea, if they can do it to the president of the United States, believe me, they've been doing it to parents across this country, and nobody is safe when there is no rule of law.
David, I have screen captures of Antifa literally promoting the weaponization of CPS against Trump supporters. Quite literally, they say that they want to call CPS on Trump supporters and use that as a tactic to silence people. And this, it's not just CPS. They're trying to weaponize the entire system, as we talked about with red flag laws.
But that's exactly what is coming next, is a red flag law. And I talk about CPS when I talk about the red flag law usually, because that is the extension of it to anybody that they dislike politically, to use a red flag law. That's going to be even more powerful than CPS, because it's going to be political in its orientation. Yeah.
Yeah, they're trying to really create a flashpoint where people are going to say, hey, wait, you're trying to take firearms from somebody who has done nothing wrong, or the charges that you have literally trumped up. And they're trying to create a flashpoint. I mean, really, that's what's happening in the lead up to the 2020 elections. I think you're going to see a lot more chaos being fomented in this country. And I think that you're going to see Antifa ramp up recruitment over the next few months. In anticipation for this election. I mean, my goodness, Redneck Revolt published a terror training manual from Carlos Marighella, a communist, a Brazilian communist, who was implicated in the kidnapping of the U.S. ambassador in 1969. They published this online and have essentially signaled not only what they're going to do, but the tactics that they're going to use in the next year.
Wow, that's amazing. And when we look at the fact that the state house there in Washington state, the Democrats, hired this contractor, spent a lot of money to investigate you for an alleged threat of political violence. I mean, we look at what Eric Swalwell and Beto O'Rourke have been talking about. Yeah, we're going to confiscate the guns, and if it causes civil war, so be it. We're ready for that. We got a lot of weapons. I mean, isn't that a threat of political violence? And of course, they never investigate the left's threats. They never investigate their crimes against the Constitution.
Well, and again, you know, in that scope of work and that investigation document that I sent to you, it clearly says that they're not only investigating me, they're investigating everybody associated with me, and then they want them to assign a threat level to all of these people. How is that constitutional? There's no due process here, and clearly it's part of a political agenda to create quite literally a list of leaders they believe are going to be a problem for them in trying to seize power and overthrow our constitutional republic. And I'm going to use this word intentionally. We used to call that sedition, when the Marxists would try to intentionally come forward and overthrow the Constitution of the United States, try and call us a democracy when we're a republic, because the majority can't vote away the rights of a minority in a republic. It's based on rule of law, and those rights are always protected. And really, that's what's being eviscerated by these Marxist and Islamist plans right now.
And I'm absolutely amazed at how open it's become, not just against the Second Amendment, but also against the First Amendment, claiming that, you know, it's a privilege for you to be able to speak in public, that we have corporations that are allied with the government, and they will decide whether or not you're going to be allowed to speak in the public square. It's absolutely amazing to me how bold and how direct they have become in this, and we have to get people to understand how this is something that is coming after each and every one of us. They don't like your politics, but we've seen CPS weaponized against people. We're going to see red flag gun laws weaponized against people. If you want to know what this is going to look like, anybody who exposes the criminal activities and the people who are shutting down our right to have a rule of law, to have the presumption of innocence, to own property, to own guns, to have free speech. Take a look at what they're doing to Matt Shea in Washington State. It's absolutely amazing what they're doing to you, Matt. And what's the best way for people to support you?
They can go to VoteShea.com, or they can check me out on Twitter as well. It's at Rep. Matt Shea. Look, Jesus Christ is my Lord and Savior. I love this country. I love this republic. I love our Constitution. I'm going to continue to fight for it, and I hope that you guys keep up the fight there at InfoWars and everybody else around the country that wants to see the next generation enjoy the same freedoms and liberties that we have been able to enjoy.
You're doing a great job, Matt. I tell you, they're coming for you at the state level, because you're doing an even better job than President Trump is, because you're talking about the foundations of all of this. It's not just an ad hoc collection of policies, but you're talking about the very foundations, and that's what they can't tolerate. Thank you so much for what you're doing. And folks, if you want to support us here at InfoWars, take a look at the specials we got at InfoWarsStore.com, our Cyber Week specials, free shipping, up to 75% off, and you get triple Patriot points for purchases in the future. That's going to give you up to a 15% discount in the future. We need your help. Matt needs your help. We all need to hang together, or they will hang us separately. That's it for the broadcast. Thanks for listening.